Way back to the warning track, and he's done it again. Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game. And Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike 3, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park in Brooklyn, New York, it's time for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network. This afternoon, Brooklyn wraps up a 12-game homestand, and it's the final of a 6-game set with the Hudson Valley Renegades. Hey everyone, with Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Thanks so much for spending some of your Sunday afternoon with us as we finish up the High A edition of the Subway Series here in the regular season. Brooklyn, of course, hoping it's not the final time this year they'll meet the Renegades. Hudson Valley, winners of the first half, they've already inked their spot in the postseason, and the Cyclones enter play Sunday with a 1-game lead atop the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, thanks to Brooklyn's win and Jersey Shore's loss last night. 19 games to go and a 1-game cushion for the Cyclones. That 1-game cushion thanks to the victory yesterday, an 8-7 win here on what was an extremely memorable and eventful Seinfeld night, the annual celebrations here at Maimonides Park. We had a great crowd on hand, over 8,000. The highest total that have packed Maimonides Park since dating back to 2015. And well, Justin, they were treated to a show, a seesaw affair, back and forth type contest. Jet Williams left the ballpark, and ultimately Brooklyn eked out an 8-7 victory.
Yeah, no, it was an incredible scene here on Coney Island last night, culminating with that Brooklyn victory. And it was a nutty ball game here last night, back and forth, topsy-turvy kind of affair. Hudson Valley was out to an early 3-0 lead in that ball game. Also jumped ahead late after Brooklyn had taken a 5-3 lead, led 7-6 going into the bottom of the seventh inning before William Lugo's go-ahead two-run triple in that frame. Brooklyn's bullpen able to finish the job. And honestly, if you're the Cyclones, got to feel pretty good about yourselves. 1-game lead once again in the North Division, thanks to Jersey Shore's extra inning loss to Asheville last night. And after dropping the first 3 games of this series, a chance to earn a series split and start the final road swing of the season on the highest of possible notes.
Wasn't necessarily the cleanest day on the bump for Brooklyn, at least to start things. Jordan Gieber made his return from a rehab assignment with St. Lucie, working his way back from injury. He went 4 innings, allowed 3 runs. From there, Colby Kubacek also surrendered 3 runs over an inning 2/3. But it was really Benito Garcia out of the bullpen who gave up just 1 hit over 3.1 innings that kept that game within reach and put the Brooklyn Bats in a position to go out there and do their thing en route to the 8-7 victory. One of those Brooklyn Bats who had a big impact on that contest last night, no, it wasn't Jet Williams, who we did mention hit a homer to left center field that cleared the video board in its entirety. But William Lugo, you heard Justin bring up his name earlier, a big double, also had a big two-run triple in that game as well. And Lugo has maybe a bit quietly, maybe not to the same extent that an Alex Ramirez or Kevin Parada will make noise and make headlines, but Lugo has been right there with those guys every step of the way here in 2023 for Brooklyn. Lugo, another multi-hit day yesterday, had himself 4 ribbies total on the night. In the lineup tonight, batting 6th and playing first base. But all told, Lugo enjoying a quality season here in 2023, Justin, particularly when the Cyclones take home turf. The batting average 80 points higher here at home than on the road, which you can't say about a lot of guys on this squad.
No, and this is not a hitter-friendly ballpark by any stretch, but William Lugo has felt mighty comfortable in these confines this year and probably had no more important game than he did last night with two extra base hits and four RBIs. And he's had a marvelous series against Hudson Valley. Six RBIs in five games played. And all six of those RBIs have come in the last three games during the course of this series. Lugo has really, really picked up the pace offensively. And that deserves a lot of credit in large part because Lugo has spent a lot of time recently at a position he's not all that comfortable with. He's played a bunch of first base, particularly the last two nights as well. And even with having to maneuver a new position and some unfamiliar surroundings defensively, it has not slowed him down at all at the plate. And the key for Lugo is going to be carrying this stellar play into the next 2 weeks on the road. Some favorable confines in Asheville and Greenville. And we'll see if Lugo can carry this offensive surge into the two-week road trip as Brooklyn continues their playoff push.
Yeah, all told, during the 11 games of this homestand so far, the batting average at .324. He has enjoyed the last 2 weeks, to say the least. So Lugo is playing first base yet again this afternoon, hitting sixth in the Cyclones batting order. The pitching matchup for this Sunday matinee for the Cyclones will be the right-hander Robert Colina towing the slab for Brooklyn. Colina, someone who has done a nice job ever since filling a spot in the starting rotation, of course, was mostly a reliever to begin the year, making his second appearance of the series. Suffered his first loss back on Tuesday. 4 runs on 6 hits. He did go 5 1/3 in that ball game on Tuesday night. But the final line, not exactly spectacular for Robert as he tries to get things going in the right direction. All things considered, though, Colina is still enjoying a nice year for himself. A 3.29 ERA with Brooklyn and a 3-3 record across 16 appearances and 5 starts. On the flip side for the Renegades, it'll be the right-hander Brendan Beck, a Stanford product in his first season with Hudson Valley. He is making his 8th Renegades start of the year, and he has been solid, a 1.71 ERA. Yet to collect a victory, though. He's 0-1, perhaps trying to change that here on this Sunday evening. So, Colina versus Beck, Cyclones versus Renegades, Mets versus Yankees, high A version as we close up shop on this 12-game homestand. All right, we'll step aside here on the Cyclone Radio Network when we come back. Give you this afternoon's starting lineups between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley from Maimonides Park. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and watching on the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Welcome back out to Maimonides Park. It's Brooklyn and Hudson Valley on a Sunday afternoon to wrap up this 6-game series and 12-game homestand before the Cyclones take a trip down south and go on the road for a date with the Asheville Tourists and the Greenville Drive. Now time for this afternoon's starting lineups. First for the visiting Renegades at 23-24 with the loss yesterday. Hudson Valley dipping back below the under 500 mark since the end of the series is rolling about here. It is 23-24. The Renegades, of course, winners of the first half. But they do enter play today five games back of first place Brooklyn here on this Sunday afternoon. Here's Sergio Santos's nine. Spencer Jones leads off and plays center field. Alexander Vargas back in the lineup. He's the shortstop batting second. Jesus Rodriguez at first base today. He was the catcher last night, but Rodriguez bats third and plays first. Christopher Familia, the DH, he homered yesterday. He's in the cleanup spot for the Renegades. Then Ben Cowles at the hot corner. He's the third baseman batting fifth. After Cowles, it's Rafael Flores doing the catching in the sixth spot. Grant Richardson hits seventh in right, followed by Jared Wagner hitting eighth in left. And then Luis Santos, the second baseman, in the ninth spot for Hudson Valley. And the starting pitcher this afternoon for the Renegades, it's the right-hander Brendan Beck. The numbers with Hudson Valley so far this season for Beck, 26 and a third innings across eight starts, a 1.71 ERA, an 0-1 record, though, with 29 strikeouts to seven walks. Now for the home Cyclones, 28-19. Chris Newell's squad, a one-game lead on top of Jersey Shore for first place in the North Division. Jed Williams, the leadoff man at short, followed by Alex Ramirez hitting second and playing center. Ryan Clifford, the DH, he bats third. Then Stanley Consuegra, the right fielder, cleans up, followed by Jacob Reimer at third base hitting fifth. William Lugo, one day removed from his multi-hit day. A double and a triple to his credit as well. Back at first base, Lugo getting more and more acclimated on the right side of the diamond. He bats sixth. DeAndre Smith, the seven batter, bats second. Drake Osborne back in the lineup doing the catching after Christian Pregent held that fourth down yesterday. Osborne catching and hitting eighth. And then rounding out the Brooklyn batting order, it's the nine-man, the usual nine-man, Ryland Thomas. He's the left fielder rounding out the order. And the starting pitcher today for the Cyclones, it is the right-hander Robert Colina. The numbers for Colina with Brooklyn, he's made 16 appearances, only five of them starts. 52 innings, a 3.29 ERA, 3-3 record, 62 strikeouts to 15 walks. So Brooklyn trying to end this series on a high note, a win today. And it will be a series split here between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. If you've been with us during the course of the week, you know that Hudson Valley took the first three, and things were looking a bit bleak, perhaps. A Cyclone offense that came up empty-handed a number of nights in a row with men in scoring position and guys on base just not getting the job done. Cyclones leaving a lot of runners on the base paths. But the last two nights have been a completely different story. Brooklyn, 16 runs over the previous two games. 21 runs over the previous three games. So a Cyclone squad that is feeling it, to say the least, and trying to treat this home crowd to a victory before the Monday off day and then the trip down to the Carolinas. Robert Colina, the man, trying to propel Brooklyn towards doing just that. Brendan Beck trying to continue his magnificent start to his 2023 IA campaign. All right, that's just about going to do it for the Cyclone pregame show. We will step aside when we come back. Justin will have you for first pitch between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley here on this Sunday afternoon. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal. Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy. It's part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back out here to Maimonides Park on this gorgeous, sunny Sunday afternoon. And game number six of this six-game series and game number 12 of this two-week homestand. Alongside Johnny Gnamowitz, I'm Justin Rock. Robert Kalina warming up on the mound for the Cyclones in the top half of the first inning. Kalina, 6 feet tall, 190 pounds, 22 years old, from Punto Fijo, Venezuela. Kalina, 17th appearance and sixth start, 3-3, a 3.29 ERA. 48 hits in 52 innings, has walked 15 and struck out 62. Kalina, second start of the week, went 5 1/3 innings, tying a season high on Tuesday night, struck out a season-high tying 7, but gave up 4 runs on 6 hits as Hudson Valley took the opening game of the series, and Kalina was saddled with the defeat. Fastball, curveball, changeup, the predominant offerings for the right-hander Kalina, as Brooklyn trying to pick up their third straight win to close out the homestand. Quick run-through of Hudson Valley's lineup this afternoon. Spencer Jones, Alexander Vargas, Jesus Rodriguez at the top. Christopher Familia, Ben Cowles, and Rafael Flores in the middle, with Grant Richardson, Jared Wagner, and Luis Santos rounding out the Renegades' starting nine. Just about time for baseball here on this Sunday afternoon. Right now on Coney Island, a beautiful Sunday. Blue sky up above, not a cloud across the horizon. Very similar sky to what we saw last night in front of a stellar crowd. Jones is ready. Kalina is ready. The first pitch of the ball game is a slider strike, and we are underway at 2:07 Eastern Time. Jones 1-for-4 yesterday, had a double and a walk. 4-for-16 in the series. The 0-1. And Jones stays away. Pitch up and away. It's even at a ball and a strike. Jones hitting at 263 in 96 games. 12 homers, 54 RBIs. A 1-1. And Jones flat-footed, can't hit the changeup. It's a ball and two strikes. Jones, Yankees' first-round pick last year. Number 6 prospect by Baseball America in the organization. Number 1 by MLB.com, the 1-2. And this is a ground ball past the mound. Fielded by Smith to his right. Off-balance throw to first. Not in time. Jones legs out an infield base hit. Lugo puts his hands on his hips. He thought the throw beat him. Take a look at the replay. It was not an easy play for DeAndre away from first base with Jones holding great speed. It was really bang-bang there at first base. Hard to blame the base umpire on that call.
And it's really deceptive speed almost from Spencer. You wouldn't figure a guy of his stature at 6'7 is capable of flying down the line like he did just there. But he recognized that it was a well-placed grounder and was naturally going hard the whole time, and it paid off.
Drake Osborne out to talk with Kalina. Maybe settle him down just a tad. After the leadoff batter reaches on a close play over at first base. Well, the umpiring crew here this afternoon behind the plate calling balls and strikes, Elliot Melton. Brian Law is the man who made the call on the play at first base. Alexander Vargas, the switch hitter, will step in. Did not play yesterday, and he pulls this one off the glove of the first baseman Lugo, picks it up, races to the bag, and will get there in time to retire Vargas for the first out. Jones will advance to second. Nice job there by Lugo to stay with the ball that got away from him for just a second.
Particularly for someone who's still getting acclimated to playing first base. We've seen Lugo on the left side of the diamond mostly this year. But being used more and more at first recently, and with how hard that ball was hit off the bat of Vargas, he'll take the one out.
Jesus Rodriguez 1-for-4 last night with a walk, and he takes outside for ball one. fourth different position he has started at this week. Made a start in left field to start the week and started at third base, caught twice, and now starting at first base this afternoon. 1-0 up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes.
Talk about having a utility man. You can't get much more versatile than that.
Dalton Varsho-esque is really the best way I can put it. Now, even Varsho, I don't think, plays third base. The 2-0. There's a strike on the outside corner. It's 2-1.
Something makes it that much more impressive, too, when you consider the fact that one of those positions is indeed catcher, much like Varsho.
Yeah, you really don't see that often with guys who play the catcher position. Wilson Contreras, another guy that can do it. As Rodriguez takes a strike, it's 2-2. Contreras was there, actually originally signed by the Cubs. It's a third baseman and moved behind the plate. Not sure if that was the case for Rodriguez, but nonetheless, a talented hitter who can play a lot of different spots on the diamond. 2-2, ball kicks off the shin guard of Osborne and rolls to the padded wall behind home. So a wild pitch allows Jones to move to third. And the count full on Rodriguez with one out, and Brooklyn will bring the infield in. Brooklyn defensively this afternoon, left to right of the outfield, Ryland Thomas, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the infield, Jacob Reimer, Jet Williams, DeAndre Smith, and William Lugo, with Drake Osborne doing the catching behind home. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Reared up a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And Colina has his first strikeout, two down in the first. That painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction.
Justin, we've got a very active group of young fans in the suite to our left. They loved every bit of that Robert Colina punch out.
So here is Christopher Familia. Yeah, that group in the suite just to our left. And I guess there are little leaguers or youth ball players that are coached by our general manager. As Familia takes a strike at 0-1, they were leading a chorus of roll call chants for our GM, Kevin Mahoney, during the manager lineup exchange before the national anthem. As this foul to the left, it's 0-2. A very vibrant, loud, and active group of young ball players in the suite to our left seem to be having a great time on this Sunday afternoon. That's what you love to see on a Sunday fun day. Familia homer last night was 1-for-3. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Fastball up and in at 93. And Robert Colina works around the leadoff infield single. Strand Spencer Jones at third with a pair of K's. No runs, one hit, one left. At the end of half an inning, it's Hudson Valley nothing. Here come the Cyclones on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Brendan Beck on the mound for Hudson Valley this afternoon. Beck, one of the talented young arms in the Yankees system, 24 years old. And really what is his first full professional season. Did not make his pro debut until earlier this summer, despite being a 2021 draft pick of the Yankees. Second round selection out of Stanford, 6'2", 205, 24 years old from La Jolla, California. And Jet Williams attacks the first pitch, puts it in the air to left, backtrack wall, and Jet Williams has led off the ballgame for the home run for the second time in his homestand. Jet the Met powers one well beyond the left field fence in one batter and one pitch into the bottom of the first inning. Brooklyn takes a 1-0 lead. .98 off the bat, 358 feet, his third Cyclones home run, the 10th of his first full professional season, and Williams is just walloping South Atlantic League pitching. And now Alex Ramirez pops one in the air, right side, in and to his left is the right fielder Richardson to make the catch, fighting the sunlight. And what a vibrant start. This bottom of the first inning, two pitches, a home run to left and a fly out to right.
Well, you love to see that aggressiveness from Williams, Justin. He's not afraid to go up there, and if he likes the first pitch, he's going to attack it. And maybe sending a message to other South Atlantic League pitchers of don't give him that first pitch to hit.
Brings up Ryan Clifford, and he takes a strike at the knees in the count 0-1. Clifford, hitless yesterday, was 0-for-3 with a walk. And he takes low, it's 1-1. Clifford, 10 for his first 54 with Brooklyn. It's a 185 average, two homers, seven RBIs. Look at his overall numbers in the South Atlantic League this season. A 1-1 inside and low. And it's two balls and a strike. The numbers for Beck so far in Hudson Valley, this is ninth start. 0-1, a 1.71 ERA coming into play here on Sunday. The 2-1. And Clifford takes a call at strike two. 22 hits and 26 in a third inning. Seven walks, 29 strikeouts. That home run by Williams, just the second one he's allowed all season. The 2-2. Outside and the count full. Defensively behind Beck this afternoon. Left to right in the outfield, Jared Wagner, Spencer Jones, and Grant Richardson. The payoff, and Clifford fights it in the air left field. Wagner in and to his right. Makes the catch by the bill of that Navy lid. Two out in the first for Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the infield for Hudson Valley. Ben Cowles, Alexander Vargas, Luis Santos, and Jesus Rodriguez with Rafael Flores doing the catching behind the plate. Stanley Consuegra has had himself a nice series. Was 1-for-4 yesterday, scored twice, and takes outside for ball one. Consuegra hitting at 235 in 75 games, 16 home runs, 46 RBIs. 1-0 from Beck, and Consuegra swings through an elevated fastball at 92. And it's even at 1-1. Consuegra, 8-for-39 in the homestand, and three of those eight hits have been home runs. The 1-1. And Consuegra, a high pop fly. Foul ground, third base side. Cowles onto the warning track. This is about seven or eight rows back into the seats. It's 1-2. Beautiful day here on Coney Island. As we've said right now, here in Brooklyn on the island, 84 degrees. Real feel at 90, 8 mile per hour wind gusts to the southwest. The 1-2, outside and low. Even at two balls and two strikes. You look at Beck's last start. That was a week ago today against Jersey Shore. Took the loss. Two runs on four hits and three in a third innings. As Consuegra takes at the letter, strike three called, inning over. Stanley puts his hands on his knees in protest. But Beck picks up his first strikeout to end the inning. But Brooklyn opens up this Sunday with a loud bang by who else? Jet Williams. His second leadoff home run of the homestand puts Brooklyn in front 1-0 after one on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning here from Brooklyn. Plenty of smiles around the ballpark, including from Johnny and I. On this gorgeous Sunday, Brooklyn a 1-0 lead after one. Final game of this two-week homestand. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones, whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation. Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance single-source electrical solution. Ben Cowles will lead things off for Hudson Valley in the top of the second. The righty's first pitch misses low for ball one. Cowles, 1-for-3 last night, walked and drove in a run. Hitting at 263, 10 homers, 37 batted in. Righty batter with a close stance, and Kalina misses upstairs. It's 2-0. Cowles, a 32 game on base streak entering play here on Sunday, hitting 304 with an 896 OPS. Since Independence Day. 2-0 line drive off the glove of the first baseman Lugo and into right field for a base hit. So make it 33 straight games reaching base for Ben Cowles. And for the second straight inning, Hudson Valley has a leadoff single.
And he hasn't been wading very deep into games to extend that streak, Justin, because yesterday in Cowles' first plate appearance, he walked. And in his first plate appearance today, he singled. Maybe he knows, and he wants to get it over with early so that he doesn't have to stress about it in the late innings.
He's not a guy that's on the Yankees' top 30 prospect list, as Rafa Flores takes down and away. It's 1-0. But he is a guy who has turned himself into a pretty darn good underrated prospect in the Yankees system. Can hit for some pop, keen eye at the plate, and can play a bunch of different positions defensively well. That pitch inside, throw down to second, and DeAndre Smith couldn't hold on to the throw. Not only lost the ball, but lost his glove as he tried to sprawl out to reel that throw in from Osborne. 2-0 on Flores, and Cowles picks up a stolen base. That's another thing he does well. That's his 18th of the year. That's part of the fun of working in minor league baseball. Yeah, you love seeing the guys like Spencer Jones and Jet Williams that are highly touted first-round picks as Flores takes a strike, but there's something fun in seeing guys like Ben Cowles, or you look on Brooklyn's roster, Rylan Thomas, guys that aren't on those publications' top 30s. The 2-1 is off the outside corner. It's three balls and a strike. Kalina looking a little perplexed after, maybe because of the random little snippet of music that bursted over the public address during that pitch. The 3-1, and Flores skies it down the right field line. In and two is left Consuegra. That's into the seats. And it's full at 3-2. Flores hit a two-run home run last night, hitting at 269, five homers, 34 batted in. Another guy who has burst onto the scene this year in the Yankees organization. A wild journey for him. Was signed out of the Alaskan Baseball League last summer, a collegiate summer league. After playing junior college ball, 3-2, put in the air to right. Back into his left, Consuegra to make the catch. Tagging from second, Cowles. Stanley's throw in, cut off by the shortstop, Williams. So Flores advances the leadoff runner to third. And Hudson Valley with a man 90 feet away from scoring and one out for Grant Richardson.
Second straight frame, the Renegades have put a man on third. In the first, that man was Spencer Jones, and he did not come home to score. So we'll see if Kalina can replicate whatever he did the first time through.
And for the second straight inning, Hudson Valley, the man at third and one out. Someone lost a balloon. Maybe that was my grade in high school science class, F. Grant Richardson steps in. And the first pitch fastball from Kalina ripped by him. It's 0-1. Richardson has had himself a nice series. Has only played in two games but has five hits, 5 for 8. With a double, a homer, and 3 RBIs. Hitting at 204 in 76 games this year. The 0-1 and another fastball swung on and missed. It's 0-2. 13 homers, 36 RBIs for Richardson. The fastball has been ferocious so far today for Robert. Beautiful specialty uniforms for Brooklyn today on this Sunday with a special meaning behind it as well. The 0-2. Low, Richardson doesn't chase. It's a ball and two strikes. White jersey tops, Cyclones in script gold lettering across the chest. Gold numerals front and back with a black border. Roddy offers, and Richardson takes up and away. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gold sleeves, a big sunflower on the back of that white and gold jersey. White pants for Kalina all the way down to the ankles. Red and gold piping along the side. The 2-2. And Richardson stays away from the high heater. From 0-2 to 3-2 with Jared Wagner on deck. Navy cap, navy bill. Gold interlocking BC logo on the front. But the jerseys today in memory of Gianna Gambino. The payoff pitch. And Richardson off the hands. That one towards the third base concourse. But Gianna was a member of Pee Wee's dance crew, one of the youth dance teams that comes and performs here on Coney Island, named after, of course, our beloved mascot, Pee Wee. Infield in, the payoff pitch, got him. High fastball at 93, third strikeout for Kalina. Two out in the second inning. Brings up Jared Wagner, but Gianna sadly passed away 2 years ago in 2021 from osteosarcoma. The gold on the uniforms today in honor of Gianna, because gold is the color of pediatric cancer awareness. That's why you see the ribbons emblazoned on the sleeves of those white and gold jerseys. As Wagner takes a strike, it's 0-1. The sunflower on the back of the jersey where the numerals are in recognition of the Gianna Effect Foundation logo. As Wagner checks his swing, did he go on appeal? You bet, says the base umpire, loss. And the count 0-2. The auctioned off after the game today. Proceeds going towards the Gianna Effect Foundation. And a beautiful tribute today. Her family was out at the ballpark throwing a ceremonial first pitch, paying tribute to one of our own. The 0-2 up and in. And the count of ball and two strikes. And sending all our love and support to the Gambino family and all those impacted by pediatric cancer on this Sunday afternoon and really every day. The 1-2, Wagner pops it up. Right side of the infield, DeAndre Smith onto the outfield turf. Now back onto the brown-shaded infield turf. Makes the catch with two hands, and the side retired. So for the second straight inning, Hudson Valley puts a man at third with one out. And for the second straight inning, Robert Kalina escapes unscathed after 1.5. 1-0 Brooklyn on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Colby Kubicek from Bryan, Texas, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Colby out of hand in Brooklyn's win on Friday night. We head to the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Brooklyn, thanks to a Jet Williams leadoff home run. Alongside Johnny Gnamowitz, I'm Justin Rock. Bottom of the 2 o'clock hour in the East. Final game of this 12-game homestand. Sandy saying hi to some young fans up in the suites here on this Sunday. Jacob Reimer will lead things off for Brooklyn. Reimer, Lugo, Smith, 5, 6, and 7. A 3-2 up in the inning. Reimer, righty batter. And the first pitch breaking ball from Beck. Drops in for a strike. It's 0-1. Reimer 0 for 2 yesterday. Did score twice, walk twice, and drive in a run. And he takes up and away. It's even at a ball and a strike. Reimer 10 for his first 51. That's a 196 average with Brooklyn. A homer and 6 batted in. The 1-1 pitch breaks low and away. And it's 2 balls and a strike. Reimer, though, quietly has had himself a nice homestand. 7 for 29 and 5 for 16 in this series. The 2-1. Reimer checks his swing, went around. It's even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hudson Valley today wearing the Navy alternates. Renegades in white block lettering across the chest. The 2-2. And Reimer a high pop. Back behind the mound, charging in is the shortstop Vargas, calling off the third baseman Cowles. And on the green shaded turf, makes the two-handed catch, one away in the second inning. One up, one down. Brings up the red-hot William Lugo. Lugo, a multi-extra base hit game yesterday, had a two-run double that tied the game in the fourth, and then added the go-ahead two-run triple in the bottom of the seventh to put Brooklyn in front for good, as Lugo can't connect on the breaking ball down and away. It's 0-1. Lugo 5 for his last 11 with 6 RBIs in the last 3 games. The 0-1. Upstairs, it's a ball and a strike. Hitting 224, 11 homers, 43 RBIs. White numerals front and back on that Navy jersey top for Hudson Valley. Gold borders around it, rather the silver borders around it, as Lugo takes low. 2 balls and a strike. Gray pants for Beck all the way down to the ankles. Black and white cleats buried into the stadium mound. Hides his eyes behind his mitt. A 2-1. And William takes a called strike. It's 2-2. Navy cap, Navy bill, with the white interlocking HV logo on the front. White and black raccoon tail swooping underneath. The 2-2. And Lugo helicopters it foul just in front of our boot. Back down into the lower seating bowl. It stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeAndre Smith on deck. Brooklyn up by 1, the 2-2 pitch. And Lugo fouls it back towards us, heads up, but won't have enough distance to get here. And back down into the seats below. Lugo, I think, has won the prize already for most foul balls hit up to the press level this season, to the point where I don't think anyone could catch him in the final 6-plus games in the home regular season.
We got to have a chat with him about that. I don't know if he's upset with us or something. He's been sending foul balls in our direction all year.
He either hates us and wants to drill us, or he loves us and wants to give us souvenirs. There's no in-between. The 2-2 pitch got him swinging. 94-mile-an-hour fastball away. Second strikeout tonight for Brendan Beck. Two out in the second for DeAndre Smith.
Beck's been awesome ever since surrendering the leadoff home run to Jet. Sat down 5 straight since. 2 strikeouts as well.
Yeah, got ambushed on the first pitch of the afternoon. But since then has settled in nicely. DeAndre Smith 1-for-4 yesterday with a two-run double. And he takes low for ball one. He was the one that put Brooklyn in front for the first time in the fourth inning yesterday. Hitting at 224, a homer, 11 batted in. Off the end of the bat towards the parking lot, it's 1-1. DeAndre's reached in six straight games, 5 for his last 20, beginning to pick up some steam over the course of this homestand. Has 5 RBIs in 9 games over the last 2 weeks. DeAndre is on the IL for a couple of weeks at the beginning of July. Just getting back to full health right about now. Perfect time for the playoff push. The 1-1. There's a fastball at 92. Outside corner, a strike. 1-2 on DeAndre. Just a reminder, folks, coming up in the bottom of the third, we'll have our Dave and Buster's kid caster of the game. As Smith strikes out swinging. Slider down and away for Beck. That's his third strikeout. He's retired 6 in a row since the leadoff Jet Williams home run after 2. 1-0 Cyclones, thanks to that Jet Williams, Jack. You're listening on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the third, bottom of the 2 o'clock hour. Brooklyn at a 1-2 lead. Cyclone fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived, located next to the bar by the team store on the third base concourse. Sweet and Boozy serves up 4 incredible ice cream flavors, 5 booze infused flavors for adult fans, and 3 social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. 9-1-2 due up for Hudson Valley in the third inning. Santos, Jones, and Vargas, the 3 scheduled to bat in the frame. Luis Santos playing in his first game since August the 5th, 15 days ago. And the first pitch he sees, a strike, at 0-1. Santos last played August 5th in Wilmington. Went 0-for-3 with a walk. Just 3 for his last 25 coming into play today. The 0-1, and Santos takes inside. Evens up at 1-1. Santos hitting at 235 in 36 games, a homer, 10 RBIs. Colina kicks the 1-1, and Santos down the right field line off the end of the bat. And that one lands foul into the seats. It's 1-2. Take a look around the South Atlantic League here in the third on this beautiful Sunday. Every team already in progress. 1-2. Santos on the ground at third. Scooped on the forehand by Reimer. And the sidearm, a throw to first. In time, one away. So leadoff man sat down for the first time this afternoon. Back to the top of the order in Spencer Jones, an infield base hit, and was stranded at third in the first. The game all Cyclone fans following right now in Lakewood, New Jersey, top of the sixth. Jersey Shore a 2-1 lead on Asheville. Brooklyn one game up on the Blue Claws entering play here on Sunday as Jones takes high for ball one. Both teams into their bullpens there. Asheville Got a two-run home run in the top of the 10th to defeat Jersey Shore last night, 6-4. The 1-0. Outside, it's two balls and no strikes. Top of the third, Hickory leading Rome 2-1. Abimelech Ortiz, his 22nd home run of the year for the Crawdads. Drake Baldwin, his 11th for Rome. As Jones fouls it towards the screen. Left-hand side, it's 2-1. Emiliano Teodo for the Crawdads. Ian Mejia for Rome in that one. Jones coming into play today. Second in the South Atlantic League in base hits. Already has one this afternoon. A 2-1. Off the outside corner, it's three balls and a strike. Bottom two in Winston-Salem. Greenville a 3-2 lead on the dash. Edinson Paulino already a couple of RBIs there. 3-1. And Jones hits it in the air to left. Skimming along the warning track is a left fielder, Thomas. And all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. The wind blowing out towards left field. And Spencer Jones strong enough to muscle it over the Xavier High School signage and left. For Spencer Jones, his first home run of the series, his 13th of the year, 55th RBI, and we're tied at one in the third. Just 94.3 off the bat, listed at 319 feet. Certainly did not get all of it, but got enough of it to pick up yet another home run. Alexander Vargas from the left-hand side fouls it. Oh, almost a great catch on the fly. A fan got their hands up just a hair too late. He gets an A for effort nonetheless. The 0-1. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. 0-2 now on Vargas.
And yeah, Jones has easily been the biggest thorn in Robert Colino's side so far this afternoon. He's got two of the Renegades' three hits.
One didn't make it out of the infield. The other made it out of the ballpark. The 0-2. Low and away, it's a ball and two strikes. Casey Cobb for Greenville today. Tyler Schweitzer on the mound for Winston-Salem. Middle two in North Carolina. Greensboro up 6-3 on Bowling Green. As Vargas takes high, it's two balls and two strikes.
It's going to be really interesting, Justin, to continue to kind of scoreboard watch here over the course of the last few weeks, particularly when you consider the teams that the Blue Claws have left on their schedule.
2-2. High, and it's 3-2.
Jersey Shore at Wilmington this upcoming week, so some winnable games there for the Blue Claws. Blue Rocks have twice as many losses as they do wins, even a little bit more than that. But then their last 2 weeks, they get Aberdeen and this Hudson Valley squad, two very formidable teams.
3-2 pitch, and this one rocketed through the hole between first and second for a base hit. So Alexander Vargas on for the first time today. He's one for two. 100 miles an hour off the bat on that line drive. And the Renegades back-to-back two-out base runners. Back-to-back one-out base runners, I should say, in the third. Brings up the first baseman, Jesus Rodriguez. With the one similarity Jersey Shore and Brooklyn have over the final 3 weeks is both play two series on the road, one series at home. Throw to first and Vargas back standing. Only one common opponent, that is Wilmington. Brooklyn, I guess you could say, as a minor advantage there, they'll get the Blue Rocks at home as opposed to on the road. As Rodriguez, a check swing foul ball to the right. Rolling in front of Brooklyn's first base dugout at 0-1.
And perhaps another somewhat advantage in that the Cyclones finish up against the Blue Rocks. Still the same number of games, obviously, that they'll play, barring any cancellations. But could be nice to know that you have some wins in at the buzzer, perhaps.
As this fouled onto the roof, just over our heads, it's 0-2. One on, one out. One in for Hudson Valley in the third. This game tied at one. Not only that, Jersey Shore closes out the schedule at Hudson Valley. Brooklyn will be at home against Wilmington. That pitch outside, it's 1-2. And it'll be interesting because Jersey Shore plays exclusively divisional teams throughout the final 3 weeks. Brooklyn plays two-thirds of their final 3 weeks against opponents in the other division. Throw back to first, and Vargas back in standing, one of which Greenville has already secured a playoff spot by winning the South Division's first half.
And the other, Asheville, a team Brooklyn has yet to see this year.
A 1-2, and this ripped down the left field line, a third straight base hit. Rolling all the way to the base of the fence, on his way to third, Vargas. Throw comes in to third, and it'll be cut off by Williams. It's a double for Jesus Rodriguez. And three straight base hits from Hudson Valley, home run, single, double. And the Renegades with second and third and one out for Jesus, his second double in the South Atlantic League and 17th of the year.
Right-hander throwing in the Brooklyn bullpen. Robert Colina so far on the afternoon is up over 50 pitches.
Victor Ramos out to the mound to have a talk. You'd have to imagine Colina will be on a shorter pitch count today after going 5 1/3 and throwing a season-high 84 pitches in the loss on Tuesday night. As you mentioned, Johnny, right-hander up and throwing it down the line. Today's version of guess that throwing motion down the right field line. I'm going to go with I'm going to say it's probably going to be Dylan Hall warming up in the bullpen right now. It's based on guys who not only are available, but haven't pitched in a couple of days. And Hall has not thrown since early on in this series.
He's the most well-rested reliever on this team. 4 days of rest. Nobody else with that many days between outings.
Threw 21 pitches in the opening game of the series on Tuesday. Second and third and one out for Christopher Familia. Brooklyn brings the infield in, and this one poked in the air left field coming on Thomas. Going to have to play it on a bounce. One run is in. Here comes Rodriguez to the plate. The throw by Ryland. The tag. Not in time. And I wonder how much of that is because Osborne may have given a little bit too much room in front of the plate for Rodriguez to slide in. Chris Newell, the manager, out of the first base dugout to argue. The ball took a tricky bounce to the right of Thomas. Had to readjust. The throw certainly beat Rodriguez to the plate, but I got to be honest, looking at the call there by Elliot Melton, certainly looked like Rodriguez got his hand in ahead of the tag by Osborne. And I think a lot of it was just the way Osborne happened to be positioned at home plate receiving the throw gave Rodriguez just enough space to slide in underneath the tag. So Hudson Valley takes a 3-1 lead. RBIs for Familia, number 24 and 25 with the Renegades. And now this will be the end of the line for Colina this afternoon. Newell return to the dugout for just a brief moment before returning, as the Cyclones are set to make our first Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change of the day. Hudson Valley, three runs in here in the third. They've turned a 1-0 deficit into a 3-1 lead. One on, one out. Ben Cowles coming up. Pitch of the new arm and info of our new pitcher. I win the guessing game. It's Dylan Hall right here on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change driven by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Robert Colina's day done. Dylan Hall's afternoon begins. He comes on. The Cyclones trailing 3-1. Hudson Valley, 3 runs in this top of the third. A solo shot from Spencer Jones, and then a 2-run single from Christopher Familia. Familia off first, still the responsibility of Colina, who goes 2 1/3, 6 hits, no walks to 3 strikeouts. 3 runs as it stands right now. Familia off first, his responsibility, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. So Dylan Hall coming on to try and get out of this third inning. And the first pitch he throws to Cowles inside for ball one. Colina got the leadoff man Santos to ground out to third, and then 4 straight base hits. A home run, a single, a double, and another single. 1-0. And a slider from Hall has Cowles off balance, able to grab a piece and tap it in front of the plate. It's 1-1. Hall standing at 6'5", 210 pounds, 25 years old from Stafford, Virginia. He'll celebrate his 26th birthday during the final homestand of the year. Back to first is Familia. Just able to get in there standing up. Hall making his 10th appearance with the Cyclones, 0-1, a 2.35 ERA. 1 save, 5 hits, and 7 2/3 innings. The 1-1 pitch. Slider strike on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Hall, 9 walks, 12 strikeouts, has a 2.63 ERA total this year in 30 appearances between Brooklyn, Binghamton, and Syracuse, high A, double A, and triple A. Dillon's 1-2, and Cowles able to grab just enough to stay alive. Hall on Tuesday night went 2 scoreless and hitless innings, struck out 3 in the ballgame, and needed just 21 pitches to get through those 2 frames. The 1-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Another slider away from Hall. That's his first strikeout of the afternoon. 2 out on the top of the third. That paint in the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Well, unfortunately, bad news out of Lakewood, New Jersey. Gabriel Rincones Jr. has added a 2-run double, and the Blue Claws now lead Asheville 4-1 in the sixth. As this fouled back towards us, that was ticketed for my chest. Thankfully, the top of the net caught it first, before he ended up with a welt ahead of the flight down to North Carolina tomorrow. You look at what's going on around the league today. Only 1 score we haven't told you about yet. Aberdeen trailing Wilmington 2-1 in the bottom of the third. The 0-1, that in the dirt gets away from Osborne on a hop. And Familia will take second base on the wild pitch. So a man at second and 2 down. And the count even 1-1 on Rafael Flores, who flied out to right last inning. American flag out in center, blowing towards the left field wall. Center fielder Ramirez playing fairly shallow. The 1-1. And Flores takes a slider strike. It's 1-2. Well, we're just having random disappearing balloons tonight, so we had an F earlier, now we have an E. This is like a very, very drawn-out game of Wordle, I think. 1-2, nice block by Osborne on a backhand to his right. And the count evens at 2-2. So we got an F and an E. Any guesses on the word, Johnny?
Well, it depends. Are those the first 2 letters or just somewhere in the word?
I guess in this instance we have to go first. It's either that or we're playing a very elaborate game of hangman. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on the slider down and away. Dylan Hall comes on, picks up a pair of strikeouts. The strand a runner on base. Slider looking mighty fine from Dylan Hall, through his first two batters. We head to the bottom of the third. Joining us in just a moment are Dave and Buster's kid casters of the game today. Key word there, the plural. 3-1 Hudson Valley on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy. It's part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
We headed to the bottom of the third inning here on Coney Island. We are joined now by some very special guests as part of our David Buster's Kid Caster of the Game program. Today, for the first time, maybe ever, we are joined not by one, but by two David Buster's Kid Casters. That is Bryn and Jenna Silversmith. Bryn and Jenna, how you ladies doing today? You guys having fun? So glad to have you both with us here today. I love you guys rocking the giveaway hats. You like the hats you got today?
Yeah.
First pitch of the inning popped in the air shallow left. Coming on the left fielder Wagner to make the catch. There's one away. So, Brendan, Jenna, who are you here at the ballpark with today?
My dad and my grandpa.
That's
fun. Yeah, my dad and my grandpa.
That's so much fun. You guys having fun today?
Yeah.
You guys big baseball fans?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite team? The Mets? Do either of you have favorite players?
Pete Alonso.
Pete Alonso? That's awesome. You know, Pete Alonso used to play his games right here in Brooklyn before he was with the Mets. So who knows? Maybe one of these guys that you're watching right now will be your favorite player on the Mets in a couple of years. As Rylan Thomas takes a called strike, and the count 0-2 on Rylan. Either of you play baseball or softball right now?
I play softball.
You play softball?
What's
your favorite position to play? Do you have a favorite?
First base.
First base. Is that because of Pete Alonso?
No. It's because I want to catch the ball when they throw it to me.
That's a pretty darn good reason for it. Keep involved in the game every now and then. Do you play softball or baseball at all?
No.
Why not? She wants to try? Runs track. That's awesome. What events do you run
at
track?
I was into it.
You got one into softball, one into track. We love that. Very athletic group of sisters. It's fantastic. As the 1-2 fouled out of play. And remains a two-ball, two-strike count on Rylan Thomas, joined by our Dave and Buster's Kid Casters of the game. That is Bryn and Jenna Silversmith joining us. High atop Maimonides Park on this gorgeous Sunday. The 2-2 to Thomas is taken low. It's 3-2. Are either of you, Bryn and Jenna, big roller coaster fans?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Not really, but I've been in a little roller coaster in Adventureland that's called Rattlesnake.
The Rattlesnake. That's fantastic. Where'd you go on the Rattlesnake?
At Adventureland on Friday when I had school.
That's fantastic.
With my Girl Scout friends.
That sounds like a great way to spend the weekend as Thomas lines this down the left field line. That's a fair ball. One up off the sidewall. Stays in play. And Thomas is in at second with a one-out double. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. So you say you're a big track runner. What's your favorite part about running track?
Winning.
Winning? You're a big winner. You're going to be the next Usain Bolt? Speeding.
Maybe.
Going to be an Olympic track runner?
Hopefully.
That's the right attitude. We love that. As we go back to the top of the order in Jet Williams, man at second and one out. Brooklyn trailing 3-1, joined by Brenna and Jenna Silversmith, our awesome at kid casters of the game. They're having a wonderful time here on Coney Island. You look at this ballpark, you got the roller coasters out in left field. I think that's a pretty cool backdrop to the ballpark. Get to see the roller coasters in the ocean.
It's cool. It's the best one.
It's the best one?
Yeah. I agree.
Going to have to get that on a couple of business cards and things like that. Promote Brennan Jenna Silversmith saying it's the best view in all of baseball. How's that sound?
Yeah.
We've got the endorsement from Brennan Jenna as Jet Williams has a 1-1 count. Jet homered in his first at-bat earlier today.
I think it's good because, like, you see the roller coasters, and, like, after you watch the game, you want to go on that.
I couldn't agree more. Are you going to go and take a trip over to Luna Park and maybe ride a roller coaster or two before you go home tonight?
Yeah, but first I'm going to run some laps here first.
You're going to run some laps? You excited to run the bases after the game?
Yeah. Yep.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, you're going to run right by first base where Pete Alonso once stood here in Coney Island. The 1-2 to Jet. There's a fastball high, and it's two balls and two strikes. Justin Rock alongside Brennan Jenna Silversmith, our Dave and Buster's kid casters of the game. Either of you have any more fun plans for the rest of the day? Anything fun on the schedule after you come home after the game today?
Well, hopefully we're going to go to the arcade at the theme park.
The arcade at the theme park. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Because we love the arcade, and hopefully we get ice cream here and cotton candy.
Ice cream and cotton candy. Baseball, you're on the broadcast, ice cream, cotton candy, a trip to the arcade. Does a Sunday get any better than that for you, Brennan?
We're going to Woodlock soon. So does Hershey Park. And I'm going to Camp Kindering.
Oh, that's fantastic. I remember Camp Kindering.
Really?
Yes. I played a lot of inter-camp athletic events against Camp Kindering back in the day. Unfortunately, my camp, Camp Summit, doesn't exist anymore. So I think you guys will have a lot more fun at Camp Kindering this summer or in the summers to come. You guys excited about that?
Yeah.
Won Camper of the Year, Bryn. That's fantastic. How did it feel to get that award?
Good.
Good? What'd you do to win Camper of the Year?
No fighting.
Be nice. Be nice, no fighting. Those are pretty good morals to live by. I'm sure Dad always appreciates that as well, including your grandpa.
Yeah.
1-1, the count on Alex Ramirez. Man, it's second and two out. Brooklyn trailing by two here in the third inning. The righty Beck kicks and deals, and Ramirez lines one left field, but that'll hang up for Jared Wagner, who makes the catch to end the inning. Brynn and Jenna Silversmith, you two, I think, are the best kid casters we've had all season long. How's that sound?
Good. Yeah.
You guys are awesome. Not only have you guys won a Camper of the Year, you win a Kid Caster of the Year as well. How's that sound as well?
Yeah.
Well, enjoy the ice cream, enjoy the cotton candy, enjoy the arcade, and enjoy the rest of your time here on Coney Island. How's that? Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We go to the fourth.
I hope the Mets win.
That's the right attitude. Get a Met and Cyclone victory on this Sunday to the fourth. 3-1 Hudson Valley on Valley Live on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a Manager of the Day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
We go to the top of the fourth inning here in Brooklyn, top of the 3 o'clock hour. Grant Richardson to lead things off for Hudson Valley. And with Dylan Hall still on the bump, taking over the play-by-play, here's Johnny Gadamowicz.
First pitch from Dylan Hall, cut on and missed on a changeup for strike one. Thank you, Justin. That was quite the Dave and Buster Kid Casters moment of the week.
They were unbelievably great.
A one from Hall misses low and outside, and it's 1-1 to the lefty hitting Grant Richardson. Always something to look forward to as we close up a week, close up a homestand. Every bottom of the third inning on Sundays. 1-1. Richardson swings and misses. Swings out of his shoes at that almost. And it's 1-2.
It's so much fun when you got the kid casters like that who are so extremely excited to be a part of it, as we are to have them on with us.
Perhaps a future in broadcasting.
Absolutely. If they're not superstar athletes in their own right, which seems like what Brennan Jenner are on their way to becoming.
Well, if not, get him a microphone. 1-2. Richardson swings and misses at a pitch high and tight. Tried to hold it, but surely went around. And Dylan Hall begins this top of the fourth with his third strikeout of the afternoon. That's a painting the corner strikeout, as always. Brought to you by our friends over at Lock and Solo Paints. Make sure you pay them a visit in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. All right, so bases empty, one gone, 3-1 Renegades. First pitch misses down and in to the righty hitting Jared Wagner. Wagner 0-for-1 this afternoon, popped up to second, his first time up. Hall works from the full line, the righty arm deals. Misses inside with the fastball at 90 on the gun, and it's 2-0. Brooklyn's lone run in this ballgame came all the way back in the bottom of the first. A leadoff homer from Jet Williams on the first pitch he saw. 2-0 in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Hudson Valley did all of its scoring so far in the top of the third. A solo shot from Spencer Jones, then a two-run single from Christopher Familia. The 2-1. This ball hit in the air to left field, back towards the track, at the wall, and it's off the light post and out of here. A solo shot for Jared Wagner, and Hudson Valley extends the lead. It's 4-1 here in the top of the fourth.
Well, clearly the name of the game this afternoon with the breeze headed out in that direction is get the ball in the air to left field. Already the third home run today over the left field fence. Two for Hudson Valley, one for Brooklyn. Not a big reason why the Renegades have a 4-1 lead.
For Wagner, his first Renegades home run.
99.3 off the bat, 349 feet for the specifics.
Luis Santos checks swing but went around on the first pitch breaking ball from Hall. And it's nothing and one. So Hall had been spectacular for the first three batters, three strikeouts before that long ball. A one fastball dots the outside corner for a strike. And Dylan ahead quickly, nothing and two. First baseman Lugo well off the line on the right side of the diamond, the 0-2. Breaking ball downstairs, and it's one ball and two strikes. Yeah, that American flag in straightaway center continues to blow about in the wind, pointing to the left. 1-2. Santos takes just a bit outside, and it's 2-2. Yeah, that already the third home run total hit to left field this afternoon. 2-2. Backdoor breaking ball, missed a hair in, and Santos works the count full.
Yeah, been a lot of home runs the last 2 days, seven combined between yesterday and today.
These two teams checking the box in the power department, 3-2, misses low and outside, and Luis Santos is aboard with a one-out walk. So after Dylan Hall began his top of the fourth with a strikeout of Grant Richardson, he allows a homer and a walk. As we go back to the top for Spencer Jones, someone who has left the ballpark already once today. That wasn't Jones' only hit today. He's 2-for-2. First pitch, Spencer takes a hair away. It's 1-0. Lugo on first, holding the runner Santos on. Jones at 263 when he woke up this morning with Hudson Valley. A 1-for-4 day yesterday, 1-0. Breaking ball is a called strike at the letters, and it's 1-1. Jones playing straightaway center this afternoon, as he has pretty much all series. A day off back on Friday, but other than that, he's been penciled in center every day. 1-1. Misses low and outside, it's 2-1. Spent some time discussing it earlier in the week as well, but interesting to note that Jones' prospect rank varies. Number 1, according to Baseball America, number 6 per MLB.com. Or do I have that reversed, Justin? I believe he's 1 for Baseball America and 6 for MLB.com.
No, it's the other way around.
It is
number
1
by MLB.com, number 6 by Baseball America.
But it is interesting to see how those rankings factor in as he hits this 2-1 pitch over the glove of a jumping second baseman, Smith. On his way to third goes Santos. The throw in is late. Reimer drops the baseball, but a good job by Hall to back it up and make sure Santos couldn't swipe home. But Spencer Jones has his third base hit of the ball game, and there's two in scoring position with only one away for Alexander Vargas.
Get Stanley Consuegra trying to make that throw to third base to get the lead runner, but not his greatest decision as Jones takes second on the back end, and Brooklyn already down by 3. Base hit now could potentially make this a 5-run affair.
And the two batter Alexander Vargas up to bat with the infield in. Takes a first pitch low and outside for ball 1. So Hall dealing with a bit of adversity here in the fourth. It's already 4-1 Hudson Valley. Renegades 4 runs on 8 hits. And threatening for more here in the fourth. Hall belt set, righty arm working from the stretch, 1-0. Vargas takes inside, a called strike belt. It's 1-1. Vargas up now, after him, Jesus Rodriguez. Then the cleanup man, Christopher Familia. All just going one batter at a time right now, though. That's all he can do. 1-1. Misses up and away. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Vargas 1-for-2, singled in the third. And later came home to score on that 2-run single from Familia. Brooklyn infield remains in. Santos on third, Jones behind him on second. The 2-1. Swinging a line drive straight away center, chasing Ramirez back. He makes the catch. It's deep enough, though, for the runner Santos to tag from third and score easily without a throw. Make it 5-1 Hudson Valley here in the fourth on the sacrifice fly from Alexander Vargas.
And good piece of hitting by Vargas to get that one in the air and deep enough to score the run from third. Smart play by Ramirez to throw to third and hold Jones at second.
Now Jesus Rodriguez with 2 away. And the speedy Jones still looming large off of second base. Shortstop Williams playing back towards the outfield turf. And a first pitch up coming to the righty batter Rodriguez. Here it comes. Rodriguez takes low and outside. Ball 1. We've got ourselves another gorgeous day for baseball here on this Sunday afternoon. Couple of stray clouds off to our left, but I don't even know if those qualify as clouds. Very thin, 1-0. Misses inside, and it's 2-0 to the righty hitting Rodriguez.
If clouds were tissue paper, that's what it would be.
I like that analogy. But just a gorgeous day here, right around 80 degrees, maybe a little more. Jones dancing off second, the 2-0. Hit in the air to left field. Not deep enough this time, though, as the left fielder Thomas camps underneath and makes the two-handed catch to retire the side. But not before the Renegades score 2 more in the frame. And they take a 5-1 lead through 3.5. We go to the bottom of the fourth on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers,
the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramírez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Cyclones with some work to do as we go to the bottom of the fourth from Maimonides Park. It is Hudson Valley 5 and Brooklyn 1. Cyclones only have two hits so far. Welcome back to Maimonides Park with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Brooklyn has 3-4-5 due up here in the bottom of the fourth. Ryan Clifford, Stanley Consuegra, and then Jacob Reimer on to face Brendan Beck, Renegade starter, into his fourth frame this afternoon. Righty arm on lefty bat. Clifford stands towards the back of the box. First pitch to him. Fastball that misses outside for ball one. Clifford, the designated hitter this afternoon for Brooklyn. Saw Ryan play right field last night. 1-0. Clifford waves and misses. An uppercut swing and a pitch low and outside. But it's 1-1. Well, good news for Mets fans. Pete Alonso has done it again. 1-1. Clifford takes a fastball in at the belt for a called strike, and it's 1-2. New York's first baseman has left the ballpark for the fourth time in his last five games as the Mets lead the Cardinals 2-1 in the bottom of the fourth from St. Louis. Ball and two strikes to Clifford. Pitch. Ryan takes downstairs for ball two. Beck went to the changeup that time around. Just missed his spot. And now a 2-2 delivery upcoming to the lefty hitting Clifford. Third baseman Cowles plays off the line. Beck into the wind, the pitch. Clifford hits a comebacker, snared out of thin air by the pitcher Beck off a bounce, and he tosses it over to first lightly in time for out number one. So one away, now the cleanup batter Stanley Consuegra. 5-1 Renegades here in the fourth. Consuegra, 235 with Brooklyn here in 2023. Righty batter, an open stance. First pitch. Consuegra takes a fastball away for ball one. Cyclones trying to salvage a victory here in the final game of this six-game set. Hudson Valley took the first three. Brooklyn has won two straight, though. 1-0. Consuegra grounds it on the left-hand side. The shortstop, Vargas, fields it cleanly and throws over to first in time to get Consuegra for out number two. So two batters, two groundouts for the righty Brendan Beck so far here in the fourth. Now Jacob Reimer bases empty, two gone. Beck, a Stanford product. Goes fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. First pitch. Goes to the changeup. That misses outside to Reimer for ball one. Second round pick in 2021 by the New York Yankees organization. 1-0. Reimer takes a low and away for ball two. Selected two picks after the Cincinnati Reds took UVA ace Andrew Abbott. Abbott, of course, has gone on to have a successful rookie campaign. 2-0, swing and a miss from Reimer. 93 on the gun from Beck, and it's two balls and a strike. But Beck, who had Tommy John in September of 2021, the 2-1. Reimer takes a strike, and it's 2-2. So that meant he did not pitch in the entirety of the 2022 campaign. 2-2. Reimer swings and misses for strike three. A 1-2-3 for Brendan Beck. And he keeps this a 5-1 ball game in favor of the Renegades. He's got five strikeouts through four frames. At the end of four, it is Hudson Valley 5 and Brooklyn 1 as we go to the fifth on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit owns.com.
We move to inning number 5 from Coney Island, where the Brooklyn Cyclones trail the Hudson Valley Renegades 5-1 here on this Sunday afternoon. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Thanks so much for hanging out with us here to conclude the week. Cyclones trying to end the week on a high note. A win today for Brooklyn, and that would mean a split with the Yanks High A affiliate this week. 4-5-6 for Hudson Valley. First pitch to Christopher Familia is a fastball from Dylan Hall that misses inside for ball one. Familia out of the cleanup spot for Hudson Valley, a two-run single back in the third. 1-0 misses up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Familia at 256 with Hudson Valley so far this year. Righty arm on lefty bat towards the back of the batter's box. 2-0 pitch misses in towards the hips, and it's three balls and no strikes. Familia left the ballpark yesterday in an 8-7 Renegades loss. He's got four long balls in his last 11 games. Dylan Hall, Brooklyn righty arm, tosses the baseball to the dugout on the first base side in favor of a new one. The umpire, Elliot Melton, gives him just that. And now a 3-0. Misses outside for ball four. So a four-pitch walk issued by Dylan Hall puts Christopher Familia on base for the second time this afternoon. And the Renegades have a man on to begin the top of the fifth. Hudson Valley 5 and Brooklyn 1. Cyclones only have two base hits in the contest so far. Now Ben Cowles, righty hitting third baseman. Familia takes his lead, first toss. Misses low and in on the breaking ball to Cowles. And it's 1-0. Cowles singled and stole a base in the second, made it all the way up to third, but was stranded there. Drake Osborne, Brooklyn catcher, calls time. He's out to have a word with his battery made home. And Cyclones offense has some work to do. In the bottom half of the frame, they'll send 6-7-8 up to bat. William Lugo, DeAndre Smith, and Drake Osborne. Hall and Osborne deep in conversation as Drake makes his way back to behind home plate. Kept the catcher's mask on for the entirety of that chat. Cowles steps back into the righty batter's box, awaiting a 1-0 delivery. Familia three strides off the bag at first. Lugo holds him up, 1-0. Cowles hits a line drive to right center field. Ramirez into the gap, and the center fielder gets there in time to make an underhand catch for out number one. Nice job by Alex, utilizing those long strides to track down a ball easily. Not every center fielder can make look as routinely as number 25 in gold just did. Now Rafael Flores, one away. And Familia still standing off of first base. William Lugo, Brooklyn first baseman, holds him on. First pitch, Flores hits a ground ball on the left side, through for a base hit. Familia up to second, he'll stop there. The left fielder Thomas relays it in. And Hudson Valley has two on with one out here in this fifth inning. Action brewing down the right field line in the Brooklyn bullpen. There's a right-hander tossing. Dylan Hall, after all, is up over 40 pitches, and that indeed is going to be the end of his afternoon. Chris Newell out of the Brooklyn dugout on the first base side on to make a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change. We'll have the new arm for you after a short break. Hudson Valley runners on first and second. Only one out here in the fifth. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and watching along on the Bally Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need. For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Time for a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change as we're joined by Sandy the Seagull up here in the booth. Moving right along. Well, we've got Pee Wee too. Look at that. A real treat here in the booth in inning number five from Coney Island. Anyways, a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change brought to you by our friends at Baikal Auto Mall. Make sure you pay them a visit at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Dylan Hall's day is done. The new arm in the game for the Cyclones. It is the right-hander Bailey Reed, who inherits two runners, men on first and second base. Only one out. It's 5-1 Hudson Valley. Reed set to face Grant Richardson, and his first pitch fastball misses outside in the lefty batter's box for ball one. Reed making his second appearance of this series. Pitched back on the 16th, only a third of an inning. Did allow one run on two walks. No hits. 1-0. Misses downstairs to the lefty hitting Richardson. And it's two balls and no strikes. The numbers on Reed on the season with Brooklyn. This just his fourth appearance since joining this Cyclone squad. Working out of the stretch, 2-0 delivery. Swinging a ground ball, right-hand side. Lugo, the first baseman, on a backhand onto second for one. Back to first, not in time. So they do get the lead runner, Familia up to third in the process, and Flores plucked off the base pass as Richardson occupies first, men on the corners with two away. But for Reed, eight appearances with St. Lucie prior to joining the Brooklyn ranks. Only threw six and a third innings at the low A level. Gave up six earned runs during that frame. Now he gets Jared Wagner. First pitch, Wagner takes inside for ball one. So Reed trying to dance his way out of this top of the fifth after coming on in relief of Dylan Hall. Hall's line not yet final, 1-0. Breaking ball for a strike, and it's 1-1. But what we can tell you is that Hall went two innings, allowed three hits, walked two, and struck out three. Runner on third, Familia, his responsibility, though. And a 1-1 pitch upcoming to the righty hitting Wagner. Clips the inner half for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Wagner, 1-for-2 today. A solo home run in the fourth. Familia on third. Richardson opposite him on first base. Reed comes set, working from the stretch. His 1-2 delivery. Fastball misses outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. Bailey's got his dark blue cleats, toes the third base side of the rubber. Righty-righty matchup. Big hole on the right side with the first baseman Lugo holding the runner on. He goes, 2-2. Misses outside ball three, and no throwdown from Osborne. So two in scoring position. And a full count pitch upcoming with two away to Jared Wagner. First base not occupied right now, so a base on ball is not the end of the world for Reed. But I'm sure he'd love to get him here. Payoff. Hit in the air, straight away center, chasing Ramirez back about 7 or 8 steps, and makes the belt high catch to retire the side. So Reed comes on and does the job, keeps the Renegades scoreless in the top of the fifth. We've played 4.5 from Maimonides Park, Hudson Valley 5 and Brooklyn 1 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need. For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
It's t-shirt toss time here at Maimonides Park, and the hometown faithful on a Sunday afternoon getting excited, trying to will some offense into this Brooklyn lineup. Cyclones only have 2 base hits so far this afternoon. So we go to the bottom of the fifth, Hudson Valley 5 and Brooklyn 1. Alongside Justin Rock, my name's Johnny Adamowicz. Cyclones send 6-7-8 up to bat here in the frame. William Lugo, DeAndre Smith, and then Drake Osborne to start things here in the bottom of the fifth. Brendan Beck back out for another inning of work, and his first pitch fastball misses up and away to the righty hitting William Lugo. It's 1-0. Well, Beck, the starting pitcher for Hudson Valley, only really one mistake, 1-0. Fastball is a called strike to Lugo. It's 1-1. Jet Williams led off the ball game with a solo shot, at least offensively for Brooklyn, leading things off. 1-1. Lugo swings and misses. Uppercut hack. Had a changeup below the zone, and it's 1-2. But ever since that leadoff home run from Jet, Beck has been spectacular. 1-2. Swing and a miss. High cheese, and Lugo chased it. Sixth punch out of the night for the righty Beck. And there's one gone with the bases empty. In fact, the only base runner that Brooklyn has had since that leadoff home run by Williams was a Ryland Thomas double in the bottom of the third. First pitch to DeAndre Smith, rolls over it on the third base side. Cowles makes the play just in front of the line and throws over to first. Rodriguez picks it off a hop for out number 2. So make it 7 straight retired by the righty arm Beck now. And 2 quick outs here in the fifth for Drake Osborne. He's been economical as well. This next pitch will be his 65th, but it looks as if Hudson Valley and their skipper Sergio Santos is going to make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. So Beck stayed done despite a very solid outing and only in the 60s. But perhaps watching that total innings count on the season. So the Stanford product back to the dugout on the third base side. New arm in the game for the Renegades. We'll have them for you after a short break. Bases empty, 2 gone here on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy. It's part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
This pitching change driven by Vi-Cal Auto Mall. Brendan Beck out of the ballgame, one out shy of qualifying for the victory in large part. Beck coming back off of injury, threw a season high in pitches, went a season and career high 4 2/3. But it'll be the left-hander Aguilar to face Osborne to try and get the final out of the fifth.
With the bases empty, first pitch. Osborne takes a breaking ball that tucks itself on the outside corner for strike one. That pitch started about 2 feet outside from Aguilar and had some late break for strike one. Aguilar, the southpaw, deals an 0-1. That one misses inside towards Osborne's knees, the righty batter. And it's 1-1. Hudson Valley 5, Brooklyn 1. We're at the bottom of the fifth. Bases empty and two away following Brendan Beck's departure. Aguilar right back to work from the wind. 1-1. Osborne swings and misses at a fastball high. It's 1-2. Yeah, just one more out is all Beck would have needed to qualify for that victory. But as you mentioned, Justin, Hudson Valley very much watching the pitch count, the innings count, what have you. And as a result, Sergio Santos handing the keys off to the Renegade bullpen. Aguilar's second appearance of the series. 1-2. Osborne loses his bat. Look out. Flails it into the Hudson Valley dugout as he swung and missed for strike three. So a 1-2-3 inning in this bottom of the fifth. Brendan Beck got the first two outs, and then Aguilar on strikes out Osborne, the only batter he faced in the bottom of the fifth. We've played five in Brooklyn, Hudson Valley 5 and Brooklyn 1 on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Bailey Reed back out to begin the sixth inning from Maimonides Park, where the Brooklyn Cyclones trail the Hudson Valley Renegades. It is 5-1 in favor of the Yanks High A affiliate here in the Subway Series High A edition. Renegades set 9-1-2 up to bat here to begin the sixth. Luis Santos, Spencer Jones, and then Alexander Vargas. Hudson Valley, 9 hits so far through only 5 innings of play. They tagged Robert Colina for 3 runs over 2 1/3. Dylan Hall came on after Colina allowed 2 runs over 2 frames. Now Bailey Reed hoping for a better fate as his first pitch fastball misses low to the right-handed hitting Santos. It's 1-0. Santos today, a ground out and a walk. Later came home to score on that walk. 1-0 from the righty arm read. He deals, and Santos checked his swing. Strike one. Home plate umpire Elliot Melton saying he went. And now a 1-1 count upcoming. Reed working exclusively out of the stretch, even with the bases empty. 1-1 toss. In there for a strike. It's 1-2. Good crowd on hand here on this Sunday afternoon. Wrapping up a fun weekend here at the ballpark. 1-2 from Reed. Santos takes a bit inside. Two balls and two strikes. Of course, if you were with us last night, whether it be here at Maimonides Park or on the Cyclone Radio Network, you know about all the fun and festivities that were had here on Saturday night on Seinfeld night. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Breaking ball low and outside, but Santos chased. And Bailey Reed has his first strikeout of the afternoon. One away, and base is empty. That's a Painting the Corner strikeout brought to you by Luck and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn or the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Now back to the top we go for Spencer Jones. 3-for-3, including a homer. Righty arm on lefty bat. First toss. Jones swings through a fastball low. It's 0-1. Cyclones hit the road for 2 weeks following this afternoon's contest. Prior to returning home to end the season, 0-1. Jones checks his swing and did go on appeal. So it's 0-2 to the Hudson Valley leadoff man. Brooklyn will close up shop, a six-game set at home against the Wilmington Blue Rocks to bid adieu the 2023 regular season. Cyclones fans hoping, though, that's not the final baseball that is played for Chris Newell's squad here in 2023. 0-2. Jones takes in the dirt for ball one. A lot of meaningful baseball down this home stretch, which is really all you can ask for, especially this year as a baseball fan in New York, if you're a fan of either one of the two major league clubs. 1-2 up coming to Jones. Here's the pitch. Spencer goes the other way, but fights it foul. And the count remains 1-2. Although the Mets certainly have made things interesting over the course of the past week or so. One, two. Jones takes inside. And it's 2-2.
Yeah, 6 games back of the final wild card spot now.
They've won 4 straight as well, dating back to Wednesday's series finale against Pittsburgh.
I think they've won 6 of their last 7 as well.
2-2 misses outside to Jones. And the former Vandy boy works the count full. It's 3-2. And granted, Pittsburgh and St. Louis, two teams that are struggling here over the course of the summer, but still nice to pick up some wins. 3-2. Jones takes in the dirt for ball four, and Spencer Jones aboard for the 4th time this afternoon. And a one-out base runner for Hudson Valley. Still 5-1 Renegades here in the top of the 6th. Now Bailey Reed will face Alexander Vargas for the first time today, with the speedy Jones off of first. Spencer takes his lead. First pitch misses outside. Ball one to the lefty hitting Vargas.
And if you're a Mets fan, you got to be feeling pretty good, because you sold off your most notable assets at the deadline. The team on the other end of the city, as Vargas swings and misses, really sort of stood pat, and the Mets are closer to a playoff spot right now than the Yankees.
Should be very interesting to see what the final month plus of the season has in store. 1-1, Jones takes off, ripped down the right field line, foul. So number 93 will need to retreat back to first base. 1-2, one away, 5-1 Hudson Valley. And a one-out base runner at Jones off of first. You see the league leaders there in swiped bags. If you're following along with us on Valley Live, MILB TV. And Spencer Jones, despite being 6'7" tall, finds himself in the top 5 alongside Brooklyn's Omar De Los Santos. Throw over, Jones backstanding. Lugo actually drops the baseball, but quickly recovers and fires it back to the righty arm, Bailey Reed.
The Mets winning right now. Oh, they were winning. Cardinals are just taking a 3-2 lead.
No day off for the big league club tomorrow. It's a 1-2 breaking ball, misses outside, and it's 2-2. Mets will hit the road to go to a place they really haven't enjoyed playing all too much. That's true as bark down in Atlanta.
I don't think anybody's enjoyed playing there lately.
2-2. Jones takes off for second. Pitch misses high. Ball three. And Jones slides in safely. So yet another stolen base for the Hudson Valley leadoff man, Jones, who has been a real renaissance man during the course of this series. Another man in scoring position for the Renegades with still only one gone. And a payoff pitch upcoming to the shortstop, Vargas. Here's a payoff. Vargas takes a called strike three on the outside corner. Flicked his bat towards the dugout. He thought it was ball four, but not on Elliot Melton's watch. Bailey Reed has his second lock and solo paint punch out of the frame. Yeah, following that series in Atlanta, Mets return home to host the Angels. Shohei Ohtani will be at Citi Field next weekend. First pitch fouled away, right-hand side. It's 0-1 to Jesus Rodriguez. Not sure if Ohtani is lined up to pitch at all in that series. Don't believe he is, the last I checked, but still a couple of days out. 0-1 upcoming to Rodriguez. Here's the pitch. Jesus takes a fastball high. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. Jones off of second. 5-1 Renegades here in the sixth. Reed deals. Goes to the fastball. Misses a bit up and away at 93. And it's two balls and one strike. It's been crazy to see over the course of the past few days what Julio Rodriguez has done for the Seattle Mariners organization. 2-1. Swinging a foul ball in our direction. And it lands just in front of the video room to our right. And it's 2-2. But for J-Rod, 17 hits in a four-game span. That is a major league record. Finished yesterday's contest 4-for-6. Four consecutive four-plus hit games. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball, left-hand side. Williams dives it short. It's off his glove. Jones going home. Jett recovers and throws home. The throw not in time. Jones gets under the tag. And it's 6-1 Hudson Valley as Rodriguez takes second base in the process.
A good diving effort by Williams. Good recovery as well. Quickly scampered up to pick up the ball and make a throw home. But Jones able to get around the tag. And Hudson Valley a five-run lead.
Now Christopher Familia with two gone. And a man in scoring position with Rodriguez on second. Some light tossing and stretching going on in the Brooklyn bullpen, it appears. Nothing all too serious yet. A right-hander appears to be starting to get loose. First pitch. Misses up and away. It's 1-0 to Christopher Familia.
I want to say that's Luis Montas.
So Hudson Valley with 3 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and one more as of now here in the sixth. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Christopher Familia caught only air on the fastball offering from Reed, and it's 1-1. He'll regroup after he calls time. Rodriguez off second, and a 1-1 pitch up coming to the lefty hitting Familia. Already a two-run single to his credit today, 1-1. Fouls it away. Left-hand side out of play. It's 1-2. Rodriguez standing off second. Familia has reached base twice already. Mentioned that two-run single in the third. Also walked in the fifth. Renegades have 10 hits now on the day. 1-2 misses way upstairs. And it's two balls and two strikes. Plenty of liveliness here on Coney Island on this Sunday afternoon. You peer out to the beach beyond the right field wall. And quite a few number of umbrellas. 2-2. Misses inside. And it's three balls and two strikes to the lefty hitting Familia. Here, music blaring in from the boardwalk as well. Luna Park in full bloom. As you might expect on one of the final weekends of summer. at least if you count summer as July and August. 3-2. Swinging a rocket to right center field. Ramirez, the center fielder, back. He's got room and makes the catch a couple of steps in front of the warning track to retire the side, but not before the Renegades tack on one more. It is Hudson Valley 6 and Brooklyn 1 through 6.5, rather 5.5 as we go to the bottom of the 6th here on Bama Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the 6th from Maimonides Park, Clay Aguilar. The Hudson Valley southpaw back out to begin this bottom of the 6th. He gets 9-1-2 for the Cyclones to begin the frame. Brooklyn only 2 base hits so far tonight. Cyclones in danger of dropping this series. A Hudson Valley win today would mean the Renegades take 4 of the 6 games here on Coney Island. Ryland Thomas up for the second time this afternoon. First pitch to him. Thomas takes a breaking ball low and outside for ball 1. Ryland's first time up, he doubled. That's 1 of 2 Brooklyn hits this afternoon, the other a Jet Williams solo home run in the first inning. Aguilar works from the full line. 1-0. Breaking ball, called strike, low and outside. It's 1-1 to Ryland Thomas. Thomas had 327 during his time in Brooklyn. Picked up yet another base hit yesterday. Lefty-on-lefty matchup, 1-1. Thomas takes low and away, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Third baseman Cowles not only well off the line, but also in towards the green turf. The other 3 infielders in their usual spots. 2-1. Thomas takes low and away yet again, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. All 4 pitches of this at-bat from Aguilar have been, relatively speaking, low and outside to the lefty hitting Thomas. See what he does here? Behind 3-1. Here's the pitch. Ryland takes low and outside. It's a called strike that time, though. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Ryland, a slight choke up, will need to get defensive here. Bat off his left shoulder, waves it about. Here's the 3-2. Misses inside, ball 4. So Ryland aboard for the second time this afternoon. That's only Brooklyn's 3rd base runner of this ballgame. And 2 of those 3 has been the 9-hitter, Ryland Thomas. Now Jet Williams. Still 6-1 Renegades. And plenty of ballgame left. But you get the sense this is one of Brooklyn's better opportunities so far today, with maybe their hottest hitter up to bat. First pitch, Williams takes away, ball 1. Thomas in front of the cutout at first. 1-0 to Williams, misses inside, 2-0. Jet has already left the ballpark once today. Second straight day with a long ball for the 2022 first rounder by the Mets organization. Aguilar glances over towards first once, now twice. Here's his 2-0. Williams takes a breaking ball, clips the inner half for a called strike, and it is 2-1. That's maybe the thing that's been most impressive about Jett so far, at least from my vantage point. Waiting for a pitch that he likes and not forcing things. 2-1 to Williams. Here it comes. Jett takes up and away. 3 balls and 1 strike. But Williams, of course, one of 2 first-rounders by the Mets last year. He and Kevin Parada, the 2 names that New York settled on in 2022. As Parada continues to work his way back from injury. 3-1. Williams fouls it back to the screen. It's 3-2. And the idea of having Kevin Parada reinserted into this Cyclone lineup might send chills down opposing pitchers' spines. You think about Williams, Parada, Clifford, Ramirez, Consuegra. Even a guy like Thomas, who maybe flies under the radar a bit more. The 3-2 misses low and into Williams. And the Cyclones have the first 2 men aboard here in the 6th, thanks to back-to-back walks. Thomas up to second. Williams will occupy first. That's Jett's 2nd time on the base pass today. And Alex Ramirez up with nobody out and 2 on.
It looks like Preston Claiborne out to talk Jett. Another walk this season. That has been really one of his calling cards so far. And his first full professional season, came into play today, 8th in all of minor league baseball in walks, and has the 2nd most among all teenagers in the minors.
No pitching change for the time being for Hudson Valley. Just a chat from Preston Claiborne. So Aguilar will remain out there with nobody out and 2 on here in the bottom of the 6th. Tying run for Brooklyn is still in the dugout, but there is no one out. And there are 2 on. With one of the more dangerous bats in this Cyclone lineup, Alex Ramirez stepping into the righty batter's box. Lefty arm to the righty bat. First pitch misses outside to Ramirez. It's 1-1. Thomas on 2nd. Williams behind him on 1st. Both of those base runners possess plenty of speed. 1-0. Breaking ball drops in for a strike. It's 1-1 to Ramirez. Alex 0-for-2 today, flew out to right in the 1st, lined out to left in the 3rd. Neither runner really being held on, 1-1. Ramirez checks his swing, it's a called strike anyway, and it's 1-2. Alex at 237 with Brooklyn this season. He spent the entirety of the 2023 campaign with the Cyclones at the high A level. Towards the back of the righty batter's box, a 1-2 upcoming. Pitch misses low and in towards his spikes. It's 2-2. Both runners take their lead. Aguilar out of the stretch. Still 6-1 Hudson Valley. Ramirez tries to keep the line moving with nobody out. 2-2. Ramirez swings and fouls it back. Count remains 2-2. Just got a piece off the handle of the bat on a hefty swing at that. Alex, the number 12 prospect in the Mets org, according to the recently updated list that Baseball America has put out. An international free agent signing back in June of 19. Here's a 2-2. Ramirez swings and hits one down the left field line, but it's fouled. So we'll try it again at 2-2. Ramirez making the lefty Aguilar work here. There is some action developing in the Hudson Valley bullpen down the left field line. Thomas on 2nd. Williams, the runner behind him, on 1st. And a 2-2 pitch upcoming to number 25 for Brooklyn. Here it comes. Ramirez. Hits it in the air, foul, right-hand side, out of play. Third baseman Cowles hugs the line, the 2-2. Ramirez pops it up. Right-hand side. First baseman Rodriguez in foul ground, now back into fair. Makes the catch as the wind made that ball take a stark turn at the last possible second. But Rodriguez remained unfazed, made the catch for out number one. So an unfortunate result for Ramirez. Still only one gone in the frame, though. And now Ryan Clifford up to bat, 0 for 2 today. Some unfortunate news out of Lakewood, New Jersey, pertaining to Brooklyn here on this Sunday afternoon. As Aguilar steps off. Blue Claws 4-1 winners at home against Asheville. Meaning if this result holds and Brooklyn does indeed lose, those two teams would be tied. First pitch. Fastball misses outside to Clifford, and it's 1-0. Of course, the Cyclones beginning today a one-game lead following their win and Jersey Shore's loss yesterday. But perhaps the exact opposite occurring here as both teams wrap up their series. 1-0. Clifford takes a breaking ball. That is a cross for a strike. It's 1-1. Brooklyn still plenty of work to do. Down 6-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. Only two base hits. None here in the sixth. Both runners on via the walk. 1-1. Clifford takes inside. Two balls and a strike. Ryan, of course, acquired as part of that blockbuster trade that sent the future Hall of Famer Justin Verlander back to Houston. As the Astros try to make a bid for another World Series. Drew Gilbert also coming over to the Met organization, along with Clifford. Ryan takes a 2-1 breaking ball for a strike, and it's 2-2. And Gilbert, the name that was mentioned first, and according to a lot of sources when that trade broke, but Clifford, every bit as promising as a prospect, and we've seen that firsthand over these past couple of weeks. 2-2, in there for a called strike three. Ryan down on strike. So after Brooklyn put the first two men of the inning on, Clay Aguilar registers a pop-out and a strikeout. And now two away, but it looks like this will be the end of the line for Aguilar. So a new arm in the game for Hudson Valley as Sergio Santos makes his way out of the dugout on the third base side. That new arm will inherit men on first and second with two away. And a 6-1 Hudson Valley lead. We'll step aside here on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need. For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
This pitching change driven by Bicol Auto Mall. This is M2859. Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, or log on to BicolAutoMall.com. Luis Velasquez on for the second time in the series, 5'10", 155 pounds. 22 years old from Fontino in the Dominican. Final line for Clay Aguilar. Not final yet. Still responsible for the two runners on base. One inning, no runs, no hits. Two walks, two Ks. 29 pitches, 16 strikes. Velasquez trying to get the final out of the sixth as Brooklyn trying to chip away at a five-run deficit.
And the batter he faces is Stanley Consuegra. Righty hitting power hitter with two on and two gone. Velasquez's first pitch misses high to the righty hitter Consuegra. and it's 1-0. Stanley 0-2 today, a strikeout and a ground out. Out of the cleanup spot for Brooklyn at 235 at the high A level this season. He's got his bright yellow batting gloves, 1-0, nubs it foul to the left, and it's 1-1. Ryland Thomas on second base, Jet Williams behind him on first. Both of those guys walked. Clay Aguilar only allowed two walks, no hits over one frame of relief work. 1-1. Consuegra rips one down the left field line. It hooks foul, though. Just couldn't time it up quite properly, and Stanley now behind 1-2. Consuegra has 16 home runs on the season. He's maybe thinking number 17 there, but just a bit early. And now facing a 1-2 delivery. Neither runner held on. Brooklyn still down 5. 1-2. Consuegra swings and misses down and away. So Luis Velasquez comes on and does his job. Retires the only batter he faces to retire the side. That's the ninth strikeout by Renegade pitchers through 6 innings so far this afternoon. So Brooklyn strands a pair. No runs, no hits on 2 walks. And at the end of 6, it's all Renegade 6-1. Hudson Valley on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Time for a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change. Luis Montas, the new arm in the game for Brooklyn. He takes the spot of Bailey Reed. Cyclones trailing 6-1 in this ballgame. Only 2 base hits. Final line on Reed. Hitting in 2/3. 1 hit, 1 run. It was earned. 1 walk to 2 strikeouts. So now Montas on. His job is to make sure this deficit expands no more than 5 runs. And to begin the top of the 7th, he gets Cowles, Flores, and Richardson. 5-6-7 in the XI affiliate batting order. And to take us home on the play-by-play microphone the rest of the way, wrap up the homestand, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you, Johnny. Luis Montas now on for Brooklyn. And the first pitch he throws to Ben Cowles misses down and in. It's 1-0. The righty's 1-ball pitch. And Cowles takes high. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Cowles, Flores, Richardson, 5, 6, and 7. Two up for the Renegades in the inning. A 2-0 inside. And Montas has fallen behind the first batter he faces, 3-0. Montas standing at 6'2", 203 pounds. The 3-0, high ball 4, and Cowles is on for the second time this afternoon. So an inauspicious start for Montas as Cowles walks on 4 pitches. 1 on and nobody out in the 7th for Rafael Flores. Montas, 22 years old from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Montas making his 8th appearance with Brooklyn, 0-1 of 5.19 ERA. Righty's first pitch to Flores, cut on and missed. And the count 0-1. Interesting decision by Flores to swing after the first 4 offerings from Montas missed. Well, Montas, 11 hits allowed in 8 2/3 innings. A walk in 8 Ks. Runner goes. Pitch outside. Throw down by Osborne. Not in time. Smith Unable to apply the tag on Cowles as Osborne's throw sailed a little bit towards the first base side, a second. It's 1-1 on Flores, and Cowles has his second stolen base of the day. For Cowles, that is 19th of the year. Runner breaks for third. Cowles nearly trips and then has to go back. As Flores takes high and tight, it's 2-1. Cowles nearly got so big of a jump there that he almost outran himself. Almost face planted onto the turf for catching himself. The 2-1. Flores fouls it to the padded wall behind home. It's 2-2. Montas on for the second time in the series through a scoreless inning. He just 5 pitches in that frame on Wednesday. Smith holds on the runner at second. The righty's 2-2. This hit on the ground is short. Scooped up there by Williams. Cowles retreats. And the throw to Lugo in time for the first out of the seventh. Man at second, one out for Grant Richardson, 0 for 3 today. Couple of strikeouts and a fielder's choice. Take a look around the Mets affiliates here in the seventh inning on this Sunday, 20th of August. You see the scores flash across your screen on the left-hand side. First pitch to Richardson outside for ball one. Mets trying to sweep a 4-game series in St. Louis, right now trailing 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Adam Kolarik on to make his Mets debut. Kolarik pitched for the Cyclones in 2010 and has appeared in 171 major league games. As Richardson swings and misses, it's 1-1, but had not pitched for the Mets until today. Had made his appearances in the big leagues between Tampa Bay, the Dodgers, and Oakland. Runner breaks for third, the 1-1, a called strike, throw down to third late. Cowles stole that one on the pitcher. Montas got a great jump. 3 stolen bases today for Cowles, and he's at third with one out and a 1-2 count. Sandy and Pee-wee, I'm sure giving Lily Clark to the left and Haley Rose to the right a hard time on this Sunday. The 1-2, and Richardson taps it off the plate. Stays at a ball and 2 strikes. Kolarik, as you mentioned, originally part of the Brooklyn Cyclones back in the 2010 season, departed the Mets when he was released in October of 2015, Orioles signed him to a minor league contract. The 1-2, ground ball back up the middle and threw into center field, a base hit. Grant Richardson with an RBI single, and Hudson Valley now leads it 7-1 in the seventh. It's a seeing eye single through the drawn in infield. Grant Richardson picks up another RBI. That's his 37th of the year and 4th of the series. Jared Wagner is 1-for-3 with a home run today. That came back in the 4th, fly to center his last time in the 5th. And the first pitch from Montas, knee-high strike at 0-1. Well, the Mets trailing 3-2. Pete Alonso, a solo home run, his 39th of the year. Paul Goldschmidt hit a go-ahead 2-run shot in the 5th, his 20th. Righty offers, and Montas misses outside. It's even at a ball and a strike. Dan Vogelbach started the game for the Mets. But when the lefty came on out of the bullpen, Francisco Alvarez pinch hit for him. The 1-1, way outside. Off speed for Montas, 2 balls and a strike. Nimmo, McNeil, Alonso. Alvarez now, Narvaez, the former Cyclones, that have appeared for the Mets today. The 2-1, and Wagner bounces it off the plate. towards the on-deck circle. It's 2-2. Triple-A Syracuse already final. They knocked off Columbus Guardians affiliate 9-2. Luke Ritter, a two-run homer, is 12th. Joe Swazi, a solo shot, is 4th. Off former big leaguer Cal Quantrill. And Lorenzo Cedrola, a solo home run, is 4th. 2-2. Struck him out swinging. Got him on the fastball down and away at 91. First strikeout today for Montas. 2 out of the 7th. That Paint in the Corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. One on, two out for Santos. 0 for 2 of the walk. Struck out his last trip. And the first pitch fastball paints the outside corner. It's 0-1. Mike Vassell, another great start at AAA. 6 one-run innings today. Walked one, struck out 4. Righty deals. And the slider outside, it's even at 1-1. One on, two out, one in for Hudson Valley. They lead 7-1 in the 7th. Double-A Binghamton dropping their series finale at home to Portland. Red Sox affiliate 2-1. Logan Ramos, another scoreless inning. Throw back to first, and Richardson dives back. He's got a sub-2 ERA since joining Double-A from here in Brooklyn. It was a tough one for Binghamton offensively. 0 for 11 in that ball game with runners in scoring position. The 1-1. There's a letter high. Strike gets 1-2. Santos seemed to disagree. Single-A St. Lucie, though, the only other game on the schedule. They defeated Jupiter Marlins farm team 7-4. Kevin Parada went 1-for-2, batted third and caught. Runner goes from first. Pitch high, throw down by Osborne, not in time. Luis Santos with a stolen bag. Grant Richardson with a stolen bag. Count 2-2 on Santos. For Richardson, that is 13th steal of the season. A Parada 1-for-2. At a bases loaded walk, drew 2 free passes, scored a run, and struck out. Runner breaks for third, and Santos flings the bat, but able to make contact and foul it off. And it's still a 2-2. Don't see that happen too often. Bat goes flying, but still able to make contact with the baseball. It was ironic. It was yesterday, maybe Friday. Was scrolling through Instagram and came across a post, the old video of Todd Frazier, the former Met when he played in Cincinnati, hitting a home run off Jamie Moyer when he basically threw the bat at the ball and didn't have any hands on the bat at the time of contact. This hit in the air left center field. Thomas and Ramirez there, and Thomas ducks out of the way as Alex makes the catch. They share a laugh about it as the side retired. But Hudson Valley adds another run on a hit and one man left. The end of 6.5, 7-1 Renegades on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
seventh inning, 20 after 4. Luis Velasquez back to the mound for Hudson Valley. Recorded the final out of the sixth inning. Jacob Reimer, William Lugo, DeAndre Smith. 3-2 up to bat in the inning for Brooklyn. Reimer 0 for 2 today. Just popped up in the infield and struck out. Good crowd on hand on this sunny Sunday, and Reimer attacks the first pitch, fouls it out of play to the right. It's 0-1. Hudson Valley, 7 runs, 11 hits. No errors, 8 men left today for Brooklyn. It has been a struggle with the bat. There's 1 run on 2 hits, no errors. They have stranded 3 as Reimer takes low. It's even at 1-1. Started so promising. Jet Williams smacked the first pitch of the game for a home run, but since then just 1 hit for Brooklyn and 2 total base runners. A double by Thomas in the third and a walk to Williams in the sixth. And Reimer takes a strike, it's 1-2. Luis Velasquez, as we mentioned, got the final out of the sixth inning. 18th appearance in Hudson Valley, 2-1, a 2.22 ERA entering play today. A 1-2 pitch out of play. The remains at a ball and 2 strikes on Reimer. Velasquez, 2 saves, 16 hits in 28 and a third innings. 18 walks, 31 strikeouts. William Lugo waiting on deck. DeAndre Smith to follow. The 1-2. Bouncing behind the plate. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Velasquez, though, second appearance in the series. Through an inning and a third, scoreless on Thursday. Walked 2 and struck out 1. But you look at the numbers for Velasquez since the start of July, and he has been as dominant as any relief pitcher in baseball. Righty with those gray pant legs rolled up just below the knees. Sporting the Navy, socks the 2-2, drops in there, strike 3 call. Back-to-back strikeouts to begin the day for Luis Velasquez. One out in the bottom of the seventh. But Velasquez, since the start of July, a 2-0 record and a .44 ERA. Just 6 hits, 1 run allowed in his last 20 and 2/3 innings. But 10 walks and 20 strikeouts. Lugo has struck out twice today. And he fouls the first pitch off the screen. It's 0-1. Velasquez coming into play today. 7 straight scoreless appearances dating back to July the 26th. The 0-1. And Lugo grabs a piece on its way by. No balls and 2 strikes. There has been some movement in the Mets organization over the last couple of days. Really prior to yesterday's game. Well, it wasn't announced until earlier this afternoon. Brendan Hardy promoted from Brooklyn to Double-A Binghamton. As Lugo takes up and in, it's 1-2. Hardy going to be sorely missed, not only for his presence and effectiveness in Brooklyn's bullpen, but just his presence in general. A wonderful man in the clubhouse. The 1-2 hit on the ground past the diving glove of the third baseman Cowles. Backhanded by Vargas. Throw to first. Gets away from Rodriguez. And Lugo is safe at first base on what should be an infield base hit. And indeed it is. So William Lugo extends his hitting streak to 4. And Brooklyn has their first base hit since the third inning. 1 on, 1 out for DeAndre Smith, 0 for 2. Has struck out and grounded a third. But Hardy was outstanding in Brooklyn's bullpen after a slow start because of injury. As Smith fouls it to the right. And the count 0-1. But Hardy, at the time of his promotion, was as good as any relief pitcher in the South Atlantic League. The 0-1, swing and a miss, it's 0-2. Hardy had the third lowest ERA among South Atlantic League relievers with a minimum of 20 innings pitched at 1.61, was eighth in opposing batting average, ninth in whip. His strikeout rate was up over 2% from last year, and the walk rate, more importantly, was down over 7%. Smith strikes out on a high fastball, 98 on the gun that time from Velasquez. Two out in the seventh. All three outs for the right-hander have been strikeouts.
Yeah, he can chuck it. 98 has some serious gas behind that heater as well, and Smith just could not catch up to it.
Drake Osborne over two as flied out to shallow left and struck out. Lugo leads off first. And the first pitch from Velasquez. Osborne can't lay off the pitch down and away. And the count 0-1. We wish Brendan the best of luck in Binghamton. Going to miss his hard-hitting questions as our clubhouse correspondent. 0-1. And Osborne out in front. It's 0-2. Brendan said if he wasn't a ball player, he'd want to pursue a career in broadcasting, and he still might once his baseball career is over. Hopefully after a long and fruitful major league career. 0-2 inside, it's 1-2. I will say, I was talking with Brendan, if I would want to call a game with anyone on the Cyclones team, Brendan's probably the guy.
I would agree.
Great personality, great sense of humor. Very personable. 1-2, and Osborne puts it in the air to right. Coming on is Richardson. He'll make the catch by the bill of his Navy cap to end the inning. So Brooklyn gets a base runner on a one-out infield base hit, but can't advance him into scoring position. The end of 7-1 Hudson Valley on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Luis Montas stays on for the eighth inning. Hudson Valley a 7-1 lead, bottom of the 4 o'clock hour in the East. After the league-wide off day tomorrow, Cyclones will travel south to start their first road trip, or final road trip, I should say, of the regular season. Six games in Asheville, six games in Greenville. We'll start in Asheville at McCormick Field on Tuesday night. A reminder, folks, no MILB TV or Valley Live coverage in Asheville, but we will be there in North Carolina, bring you all the action live on the radio side of things as Spencer Jones takes outside 1-0. Game starts 6:35 on Tuesday night. Our coverage will start 15 minutes prior at 6:20. As Jones takes low, it is 2-0. I have to imagine it'll be Jordani Ventura potentially on Tuesday, with Colina getting the start today on Sunday after making the start as well on Tuesday, as Jones can't connect at the fastball down and in. And it's two balls and a strike. Jones has reached four times today, two singles, a home run, a walk. The 2-1. There's a call. Strike. It's 2-2. Jones has scored twice, brought in a run, stolen a base. He's had himself a wonderful series. A 2-2. Outside and low, a full count. Jones trying to work himself a promotion at Double-A Somerset before the end of the season. The payoff. Jones puts it in the air to left. Back goes Thomas onto the warning track. A little hop makes the catch in front of the Nason's famous signage. And Jones retired for the first time today. One out in the eighth inning. Brings up Alexander Vargas, 1-for-3, as singled and provided a sacrifice fly. Struck out looking his last time up. But Hardy not the only promotion in the organization this weekend as Vargas fouls it away. And the count is 0-1. The Florida Complex League Mets promoting Jonah Tong to Single-A St. Lucie, a guy who's a fringe top 30 prospect, a draft pick a year ago. As Vargas takes a strike, it's 0-2. The Complex League Twitter account making that announcement earlier this afternoon. The 0-2, and Vargas puts it in the air to center. Backpedaling on it, Ramirez to make the two-handed catch. And Alexander sat down by one. Alexander, two down in the eighth inning. With Tong, had put up some gaudy numbers in the Florida Complex League. Strikeout rate over 42%, 12th among minor league pitchers with 50 or more batters faced. As Rodriguez takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Was also in the 95th percentile in chased swinging strikes and the 87th percentile in ground ball rate. Is that outside? It's 1-1. Who knows if that means be a shuffle? The starting pitcher going to St. Lucie, maybe someone making their way up to Brooklyn as Rodriguez takes outside and low. It's 2-1. There are empty roster spots for the Cyclones after Hardy's promotion, in addition to the promotion of Paul Gervais earlier this week. The 2-1. High, and it's 3-3. Brooklyn also playing with a lot fewer arms in the bullpen than what they have been accustomed to really over the last few months. The 3-1. High ball 4, and Rodriguez works a 2-out walk. So Rodriguez on base for the third time today. A double, a single, a walk, and an RBI. One on and two out in the eighth inning for Christopher Familia. Familia, two-run single to left in the third. That put Hudson Valley in front. He's also walked, fly to center, and struck out today. Shortstop Williams shaded up the middle. Montas along set from the stretch. And Familia takes low. It's 1-0. Hudson Valley will travel back home after this series. They'll open up a week-long homestand against Aberdeen on Tuesday. The 1-0 off the hands to first. Backhanded by Lugo. He'll take it to the back himself to retire the side. So no harm, no foul on the two-out free pass at the end of 7.5. 7-1 Hudson Valley on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, old friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Luis Velasquez out for his second full inning of relief as he moved to the bottom of the eighth inning. Hudson Valley a 7-1 lead on the Brooklyn Cyclones. Ryland Thomas, Jet Williams, Alex Ramirez, three scheduled to bat in the inning. Thomas has one of Brooklyn's three hits today, has doubled and walked. Thomas didn't seem too pleased that the music kept running as long as it did there. Seemed rather perturbed. See if he can funnel that into a leadoff base hit. As Thomas takes low, it's 1-0. He's been on base twice today, a double and a walk. Guy who has been an on-base machine since joining the Cyclones. Not a top 30 prospect, but a darn good hitter and a guy who has certainly turned heads in the Mets organization this season. As Thomas fouls it behind the plate, it's 1-1. Thomas, Williams, Ramirez. 9-1-2 due up in the inning. 1-1 from Luis. And Thomas takes a called strike. It's 1-2. Looks like Sammy Tavares maybe. Going to start throwing down the right field line for Brooklyn and pitch the ninth. The 1-2 from Velasquez, and Thomas takes low, and the count evens at 2-2.
By the way, Justin, happy National Radio Day today.
It is National Radio Day today. Happy National Radio Day to you as well. I don't know if we can only celebrate half of it because we've got a TV feed as well, as Thomas, a scorcher, knocked down by the second baseman Santos and fires to first for the out. Leadoff man retired in the eighth. Back to the top of the order, Jet Williams has homered and walked today. Sandwiched between those, a strikeout in the third. National Radio Day today. Shout out to our colleagues up and down the organization. Adam McDonald's in St. Lucie. Jacob Wilkins and Matt Levine in Binghamton. As Williams takes in the dirt, it's 1-0. Evan Stockton, Michael Tricarico at AAA Syracuse. And, of course, Howie Rose, our good buddy, and Cyclones legend Keith Rand, Pat McCarthy. 1-0. Called strike, and Gary Cohen deserves some love there as well because before he was the Mets' TV voice on SNY, he was on the radio with Bob Murphy for many years. Certainly was the case when I first started getting into the Mets in baseball. As Williams takes a strike, it's 1-2. I don't know if Gary was still on the radio when you were starting to get into the Mets, Johnny.
I associate him more with the TV side of things, but for anyone who hasn't heard Gary call a game on the radio, do yourself a favor.
Williams a line drive. There's another base hit for the 19-year-old. On base for the third time today. That a scorching single at 103 miles an hour. And Jet Williams just continues to pilot the ball all around the diamond in his first 3 weeks at the high A level. Was the number 14 overall pick in last year's draft. But it certainly seems like he is ticketed to become a top 100 prospect and maybe the top prospect in this organization in rapid time. He's already a top 100 player in several publications. Ramirez takes outside 1-0, but certainly feels like he doesn't belong in the 70 to 80 range. He belongs in the top 50 and higher. One on, one out. 1-0 to Ramirez, stroked on the ground to second, could be two on a second for one. Spinning throw to first by Vargas, hit time, double play. Inning over. Ramirez hit it hard, triple digits of the exit velo, but an atom ball for an inning ending. 4-6-3, double play. So happy National Radio Day to all our radio broadcasting colleagues, including Joe Vasile and Thomas Zinzarella in the Hudson Valley booth just in front of us. To the ninth, 7-1 Renegades on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Time for a Vi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. It comes for the Cyclones here as we enter this top of the ninth inning. All Hudson Valley, 7-1 Renegade Sammy Tavares, the new arm in the game for Brooklyn. As always, pitching changes driven by Vi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them over at 2859 Flatbush Ave in Brooklyn, or go ahead and log on to VicalAutoMall.com. It is Cals Flores Richardson, 5-6-7. That's what Tavares gets to start this top of the ninth, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Second appearance this week for Sammy. And the first toss to Ben Cowles misses high for ball one. Cowles 1-for-3. Singled, stole a base in the second. Walked, stole two bags, and scored in the seventh. 1-0. And Cowles takes a strike on the inside corner. And the count evens at 1-1. Tavares, tall righty, 6'7", 260. 24 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, the 1-1. And Cowles pokes it on the ground to short. Fielded by Williams to his left. Fields and fires on to Lugo for the first out of the ninth inning. Final lineup for Luis Montas. 2 innings, a run on, 1 hit. 2 walks, a strikeout. 41 pitches, 22 strikes this afternoon. Rafa Flores steps in. 1-for-4 with a single. That was in the fifth. Ground out to short his last time in the seventh. Tavares making his seventh appearance with the Cyclones since the All-Star break. As Flores takes outside, it's 1-0. Tavares, 9 hits allowed, 15 runs, 13 earned in 5 1/3 innings. 11 walks and 6 strikeouts. The 1-0. There's a strike on the outer half at 94. It's 1-1. Tavares on Wednesday night, 2 runs on 1 hit in an inning and 2/3. Walked 2, struck out 1. 1-1 pitch outside. And the count 2-1 on Flores. Tavares has given up 5 runs in his last 2 appearances spanning 2 full innings. The 2-1. Downstairs, and it's 3 balls and a strike. On the Hudson Valley catcher, Flores. Fans, a reminder, stick around after the final out. We'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and look ahead to the opening game of our 2-week road trip starting on Tuesday in Asheville. Flores pops it in the air, right side of the infield. DeAndre Smith calls off Lugo, and in shallow right makes the two-handed grab for the second out. Two away in the ninth inning. Grant Richards in the right fielder steps in, 1-for-4 with an RBI single and a stolen base. He's also struck out twice tonight. He's actually stolen a pair of bases in this ballgame. Third baseman Reimer playing off the line with the lefty at the plate. And the first pitch from Tavares, cut on and missed. And the count 0-1. Time called. Been a lot of interesting call-ups that have gone on over the course of the past week throughout Major League Baseball. The 0-1 outside and low, it's 1-1. Saw the Giants today call up their number one prospect, Kyle Harrison, the left-hander. One of the top 25 prospects in baseball to make his Major League debut on Tuesday in Philadelphia against the Phillies. 1-1, and Richardson out in front of the change at 89. It's 1-2. But not only that, the Angels called up their first-round pick from last month, Nolan Shanuel. The 1-2, way high, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Logged fewer than 100 minor league plate appearances over 21 games. Was at AA Rocket City when the Angels called him up on Friday. Halos right now have been trying to do anything. Try and turn around their fortunes after making several deals at the deadline that to this point have not paid off. The 2-2 struck him out swinging. Powered a fastball by him at 95, and Sammy Tavares comes on out of the bullpen and works a 1-2-3, 13-pitch, ninth inning. We head to the bottom of the ninth, 3-4 and 5-2 up for Brooklyn. Needs 6 to tie, 7 to walk it off. 7-1, Hudson Valley on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. A final couple of outs left in this two-week homestand. Cyclones looking for a colossal rally. Come back and pull off a stunner in this one. They trail 7-1. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning, Ryan Clifford, Stanley Consuegra, Jacob Reimer, the three due up. If the score holds, Brooklyn will move back into a tie for first place atop the South Atlantic League North. Jersey Shore victors earlier today, 4-1 over Asheville. Unfortunately for Brooklyn, Blue Claws hold the tiebreaker against Brooklyn this year. Played to two-thirds of the game in the season series in New Jersey. As Clifford chases the first pitch from Velasquez, it's 0-1. Righty up in the Hudson Valley left field bullpen. Velasquez at 33 pitches. Clifford 0-for-3. Struck out his last time, takes low. And the count 1-1. In talking about some of the interesting call-ups over the course of the last week in Major League Baseball, particularly the Angels on Friday calling up their first-round pick from last month. Clifford takes high. It's 2-1. Nolan Shanuel was the first-round pick for the Halos out of Florida Atlantic University earlier this year. He's considered one of the most advanced bats in this year's draft. Hit .447 at 289 plate appearances in college this year. As Clifford, a tapper towards short, charging in Vargas, transfer and throw, pulls the first baseman off the bag, and Rodriguez could not hold on as he tried to apply the tag on Clifford running by. So Clifford's safe. And we'll see how that one is scored. It'll be an infield base hit for the Brooklyn designated hitter. And trying to apply the tag did Rodriguez on Clifford running by. And the ball popped out of his mitt as he made contact with Clifford. And Clifford is safe to start the ninth. That'll be it for Luis Velasquez this afternoon. 2 1/3 innings of shutout ball. Cole Ayers will come on and try and get the final three outs on this Sunday afternoon. One on, nobody out in the ninth. 7-1 Renegades on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy. It's part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
For a Vi-Cal Auto Ball pitch and change, Cole Ayers on in relief for Hudson Valley. He comes on in the bottom of the ninth. His Renegades a 7-1 lead. Ryan Clifford on first base with nobody out. And Ayers trying to slam the door on the Cyclones to wrap up this series.
So Cole Ayers on a try and finish off the ball game for Hudson Valley. His third appearance in the series for the Renegades. Ayers, 6'3", 185. Celebrated his 24th birthday on Thursday from Cincinnati, Ohio. 16th round pick 2 years ago by the Yankees. Stanley Consuegra 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts. And he takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Unofficial line for Velasquez, still responsible for the man at first. 2 1/3 innings, no runs, 2 hits. No walk, struck out 3. 36 pitches, 25 strikes as Consuegra pulls it foul. Into the third base dugout, it's 0-2. The numbers for Ayers so far this season in Hudson Valley. It's just his second week with the team, but his sixth appearance. 0-1, a 3.86 ERA, the 0-2. And Consuegra, a one-hop ground ball to short, could be 2. On to second for 1. Santos back to first. Rodriguez lost his footing, but able to keep his back foot on the bag with the stretch towards home. And the Cyclones, just like that, down to their final out in this homestand. So Ayers comes on, gets a 6-4-3 double play. Jacob Reimer will try and keep the game alive, 0-3. Ayers, 8 hits allowed at 9 in the third innings. 3 walks, 8 Ks. He's thrown 3 1/3 innings in this series coming into today. As Reimer takes outside, has given up a run on 3 hits, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Works from the stretch, the 1-0. And Reimer takes low. And the count 2-0. Reminder, folks, we'll have the recap report for you following the final out. Look back at today's game scores from out of town and look ahead to the Series opener in Asheville on Tuesday as Reimer takes a strike. It's 2-1. Looking ahead, the next homestand starting on Tuesday, September 5th against Wilmington. All you can eat Tuesday, eat up meal deal. Wednesday, kids eat free Wednesday. As this one rolled foul just to the left of the third base bag, it's 2-2. Eat up meal deal on Thursday. Friday night, our final drinks on us of the season. Saturday, everyone runs the bases. Baseball you can drink. First 1,500 fans will get a Pete Alonso walk-off bobblehead. And then Sunday, the regular season finale. Kids runs the bases. Backyard inflatables, our Sunday brunch. Now the first 1,500 fans get the Cyclones baseball card set giveaway. As Reimer takes low, it's 3-2. Get your tickets for that final homestand of the regular season. Log on to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN. The 3-2. Anthony, strike three, call to the ball game is over. And Hudson Valley wins the series. And they take the final game of this six-game set. Your final score this afternoon in 9. The Hudson Valley Renegades 7. And the Brooklyn Cyclones 1. So Brooklyn back into a tie with Jersey Shore atop the South Atlantic League North. With 18 games left to play. And a massive two-week road trip coming up starting on Tuesday night. We'll wrap things up when we come back. Don't go anywhere. You're watching on Valley Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
A tough one this afternoon as Hudson Valley takes the final season series matchup against the Brooklyn Cyclones. And after Brooklyn won the first three series matchups against the Renegades, Hudson Valley wins the rubber match today by a final of 7-1. With the win today, Hudson Valley improving to 24-24 in the half. 63-51 overall. Brooklyn dropping it to 28-20 in the half. 56-57 on the year. Let's take you through the game that was today. Robert Kalina making the start against Brendan Beck. And after Hudson Valley was held scoreless in the top of the first, Brooklyn went to work in the bottom of the opening inning as Jet Williams needed only one pitch to put the Cyclones in front. 24 years old from La Jolla, California. And Jet Williams attacks the first pitch, puts it in the air to left, backtrack wall, and Jet Williams has led off the ballgame for the home run for the second time in his homestand. Jet the Met powers one well beyond the left field fence in one batter and one pitch into the bottom of the first inning. Brooklyn takes a 1-0 lead. So Jet Williams got the day started beautifully for Brooklyn. A leadoff home run on the very first pitch at the Cyclone bats saw. But from that point onward, the offense was basically muffled. A double in the third, a walk or a pair of walks in the sixth, a single in the seventh and eighth and ninth, and that was it the rest of the way, as the Cyclones would eventually relinquish the lead in the bottom of, or rather top half of the third inning. After a scoreless first two frames, Luis Santos grounded out to third to start the third. But Spencer Jones, the Yankees' first-round pick from last year, joined in on the fun to tie the ball game up. 3-1. Jones hits it in the air to left. Skimming along the warning track is a left fielder, Thomas, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail out of here. The wind blowing out towards left field, and Spencer Jones strong enough to muscle it over the Xavier High School signage and left. For Spencer Jones, his first home run of the series, his 13th of the year, 55th RBI, and we're tied at one in the third. So Jones answers the Mets' first-round pick from last year with a home run of his own to tie the game at one, but Alexander Vargas would follow with a single. Jesus Rodriguez subsequently doubled, so the Renegades had second and third and one out for Christopher Familia, who provided our house potato chips play of the game. The infield in, and this one poked in the air left field coming on Thomas. Going to have to play it on a bounce. One run is in. Here comes Rodriguez to the plate. The throw by Ryland. The tag. Not in time. And I wonder how much of that is because Osborne may have given a little bit too much room in front of the plate for Rodriguez to slide in. It was sort of caught at an awkward part of the plate by Osborne. But a two-run single to left by Christopher Familia put Hudson Valley in front for good. That two-run single, our House Potato Chips play of the game. House Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. The official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. The Renegades would add to it, though, in the fourth inning after Grant Richardson struck out to start the inning. Jared Wagner decided to join in on the home run bonanza.
Amelia, the 2-1. This ball hit in the air to left field, back towards the track, at the wall, and it's off the light post and out of here. A solo shot for Jared Wagner. And Hudson Valley extends the lead. It's 4-1 here in the top of the fourth.
So Jared Wagner with a solo home run made it a 4-1 ball game. Luis Santos would then walk. Went first to third on a Spencer Jones base hit. And then scored on a sac fly to center by Alexander Vargas to make it a 5-2-1 game in the sixth inning. With one out, Spencer Jones walked, stole second after Alexander Vargas. He scored on a base hit to left by Jesus Rodriguez. And then in the seventh, Renegades, a walk to Ben Cowles. He stole second, then stole third. And after a ground out, scored on a Grant Richardson single to center as that capped the scoring with the Renegades winning by a final of 7-1. Winning pitcher this afternoon is Luis Velasquez. He improves to 3-1, 2 1/3. Shutout, 2-8 innings, no walks, 3 strikeouts. The loss to Robert Kalina, his fourth of the year and second in the series, gave up 3 runs on 6 hits and 2 1/3, no walks and 3 strikeouts. Final line scores today, Hudson Valley 7 runs, 11 hits, an error. They left 9. Brooklyn 1 run, 4 hits, no errors. They left 4. Final time of the game this afternoon, 2 hours and 49 minutes in front of a wonderful crowd for a Sunday fun day, 3,905. With your look around the out-of-town scoreboard on this Sunday, here's Johnny Gademowitz.
Hey, Justin, thank you. First, we'll give you a check of the South Atlantic League. You already know the final in Jersey Shore. Blue Claws, 4-1 winners on top of the Asheville Tourists, so that means Brooklyn and Jersey Shore right back into a tie atop the North Division. Outside of that, Rome took down Hickory on the road today 5-4. Winston-Salem defended their home field and beat Greenville 8-4. Greensboro defeated Bowling Green 12-5. And Wilmington on the road defeated Aberdeen 4-3. As far as the Mets affiliates are concerned here on this Sunday afternoon, Syracuse at the AAA level, 9-2 winners on top of Columbus. NCAA. Binghamton lost 2-1 at home to Portland. And the St. Lucie Mets at the low A level took down Jupiter 7-4. St. Lucie had 7 runs on 10 hits, held Jupiter, the Marlins affiliate, to 4 runs on 7 hits. And in the major leagues, Mets right now trailing the Cardinals 7-3 in the bottom of the 8th. That was a game that New York was winning, but in large part thanks to Paul Goldschmidt, 3-for-4, a homer, 3 RBIs. St. Louis has seized control of that ballgame. Cardinals have 7 runs on 15 hits, so the Mets with some work to do when they step up to bat in the top of the 9th, trailing by, as it stands right now, 4 with no outs in the bottom of the 8th. A handful of games have already gone final here on this Sunday across the major leagues. Seattle 7-6 winners on the road in Houston. Mariners had 7 runs on 15 hits, topped the Astros, who had 6 on 12. Boston takes down the Yankees yet again, at Yankee Stadium, 6-5 Red Sox winners. Giants beat the Braves on the road 4-3, so Atlanta loses down in Truist Park. Detroit defeats Cleveland 4-1 from Cleveland. Toronto 10-3 winners on the road from Great American Ballpark over the Reds. Minnesota takes down Pittsburgh. Twins shut out the Pirates 2-0 from Minnesota. And the Cubs defend home field. They take down the Royals 4-3. Cubs only had 5 hits on that ballgame to Kansas City's 7, but it was Chicago 4-3 winners. Games underway right now, other than, of course, the aforementioned Cardinals and Mets, 7-3 St. Louis in the 8th. Milwaukee on top of Texas, 3-1 in the 8th inning. Colorado and the White Sox going toe-to-toe in interleague play. Chicago a 5-2 lead in the bottom of the 6th. Baltimore on top of Oakland, 4-0 in the 4th out west. And Sunday Night Baseball tonight, the Little League Classic from Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Phillies and Nationals go toe-to-toe. Zach Wheeler gets the ball for Philadelphia. He will oppose Trevor Williams for Washington. And that does it for your check of the out-of-town scoreboards. And to bid us adieu here in this 12-game homestand, here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. They announced earlier today, Yankees and Tigers. So maybe a couple of former Renegades will be in next year's Little League Classic in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Love that that's still a continued feature in Major League Baseball. Would love to see them bring back the Players' Weekend uniforms on that weekend as well. That was part of the rotation a couple years ago. After the league-wide off day tomorrow, won't really be much of an off day for the Cyclones as they will travel down to North Carolina tomorrow morning to open up a 6-game series against the Astros affiliate on Tuesday, a homecoming of sorts for Ryan Clifford, who had been with the Tourists prior to the trade for Justin Verlander at the deadline. Game on Tuesday. Our coverage starts at 6:20 Eastern Time, 15 minutes prior to 6:35. Scheduled first pitch from McCormick Field in Asheville. Imagine it'll be Jordani Ventura to get the ball for Brooklyn in the series opener. He started on Wednesday. Robert Colina, who was Tuesday starter this week, is not going to pitch on Tuesday because he threw earlier today. So we will get you the official rotation as soon as it becomes available to us. Stay tuned to the Brooklyn Cyclones website, brooklyncyclones.com, and our social media channels for information regarding the starting probables for next week in North Carolina. That'll do it for us here this afternoon. Your final score in 9, Hudson Valley 7. And Brooklyn won. For everyone with our ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here on Coney Island at Maimonides Park, including my partner, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rockting. So long from Coney Island. Again, your final. The Renegades take the game. They take the series by a final of 7-1. We hope to have you with us again on Tuesday night to start the 2-week roadie in Asheville, North Carolina. But until then, I'm Justin Rock saying so long. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a great Monday. We'll talk to you on Tuesday from the Carolinas. So long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the high-A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.